Top of the order, due up for the Carolina Mudcats. Luis Lara, Kalen Nicasia, Hedbert Perez, due up against Connor McCullough. The righty on the bump takes the first pitch of the fourth. It's outside and low, 1-0 your count on Luis Lara. Lined out last time up in his first at-bat in the first inning. Connor McCullough, three up and a three down. As far as innings go, he has faced the minimum through three innings as Luis Lara takes that one outside. 2-0 now on the Mudcats center fielder. McCullough looking in for the signs, 2-0 count, here's the pitch. Fastball inside corner for strike, a 2-1 your count. Lara, Nicasia, and Perez do up top of the fourth, 7-0 Kannapolis on top in game one of this doubleheader. 2-1 for McCullough, is just a bit upstairs, 3-1 now on Lara. Again, he has faced the minimum, and the Mudcats have not had anyone on the bases. I'll let you fill in the rest of the way. 3-1 count, McCullough will offer the pitch. It's low and outside for ball four. First base runner of the night for the Mudcats comes on a free pass for Connor McCullough. It's the first time he has walked a batter since the 25th of April in Zebulon. So a base runner for Carolina. One on and nobody out now as Kalen Nicasia steps in. So again, McCullough with just his sixth walk on the season. Pretty impressive stuff. Fastball is in there for the first pitch strike. 0-1 your count. McCullough's done very well in getting those first pitch strikes. Getting ahead of early in the count, which of course sets the tone for the rest of the at-bat. Nicasia steps in and flew out last time up. 0-1 is in, so also in there for a called strike. 0-2. Nicasia, the right fielder at the plate. Hedbert Perez awaiting on deck, the DH tonight. As McCullough sets glove at the waist, 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is outside, 1-2. Kalen Nicasia, the right fielder. From Os, Netherlands, a 16th round pick in 2021. He spent last year in the Complex League with the Gold Team. The Brewers have two Complex League teams, the Gold Team and the Blue Team. 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Connor McCullough picks up his fourth of the night. Two batters faced in the inning. One down, runner still on first. Hedbert Perez due up. Hedbert Perez, the DH, 0-1 on the night. And a strikeout looking in the first inning against McCullough, who struck out four in 3 1/3. Pitch in there for a called strike and a breaking ball. 0-1 your count on Hedbert Perez. Runner on is Lara. He's got some speed about him. As we'll check on the runner at first. As I say that, McCullough takes a peek, not in time. 0-1. Will remain your count on Perez. We'll have to wait. McCullough's 0-1 is chopped foul by Perez. Move it to 0-2 now. As you look at Luis Lara and what he's done against Kannapolis this series, 2-for-2 in stolen bases. Actually, the stolen base leader is on deck. It's Luke Adams, third baseman for Carolina. As McCullough with an 0-2 count, one down. Here's the pitch to Perez. Breaking ball outside, trying to sneak it by him, 1-2. Not a bad idea if you're Connor McCullough to catch Perez napping with a breaking ball. Lara with a good lead at first. McCullough sets, taking his time here against Perez. 1-2, chopped foul. Lara was breaking towards second, but he will retreat. 1-2 in the DH. Luke Adams awaiting on deck. Top of the fourth, ballers on top, 7-0. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, only one other game in the Carolina League going on. It's scoreless between Lynchburg and Salem in the top of the first. 1-2. Outside, McCullough sets now with a 2-2 count. Of course, we'll have game two tonight, 40 minutes after the conclusion of game one here at Atrium Health Ballpark. McCullough with a 2-2 count, pitch delivered. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. 5 on the night for Connor McCullough. It's another strikeout. This time, Edward Perez will go down swinging and missing. He's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. One on, two down for Luke Adams. Everybody else getting started at 7:05 tonight, 7 o'clock and 7:05 across the Carolina League. Fayetteville and Down East at 7 o'clock. Pitch in there for a strike to Adams, 0-1. 7:05 starts in Myrtle Beach, where the Pelicans host the Green Jackets. 7:05 in Charleston, the River Dogs and the Delmarva Shorebirds. And then 7:05 in Fredericksburg, where the Fred Nats host the Columbia Fireflies. 0-1 is low and outside. 1-1 on Luke Adams. As you look at the standings in the Carolina League, Carolina's on top of the North Division by one game over down east. And then Columbia, two games ahead of Kannapolis for first place. 1-1, check on the runner, not in time. Keep it at 1-1 on Luke Adams. So if you're a Ballers fan, naturally this week you're also a Fred Nats fan. Hoping Fredericksburg can take a game or two against Columbia. Runner going on the 1-1. Pitch has inside of the plate. Throw to second. Gets loose into the outfield. And Lara's going to stay put at second. Throw will get not in time from Luis Pineda. Ball got loose in the outfield, but staying put, Luis Lara. So it'll be a stolen base and nothing more. 2-1 count of the plate on Luke Adams. Adams in his first at-bat grounded out towards short where Sprinkle made the play. There's now a runner in scoring position for Adams. McCullough sets on the bump with a look at second. 2-1. Breaking ball. Adams wanted to swing, but he held back. Should have, as it's now 2-2. McCullough settling in very nicely tonight in his outing. And the one base runner he's allowed is at second. It's Luis Lara. 2-2 pitch from the righty. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. How about six on the night for Connor McCullough? He sits down three in a row after the leadoff walk for Luis Lara. He picks up three punchouts. He's at six strikeouts through four innings. We'll see if he can get to that seven mark like he has so frequently on the season. Bottom four, Ballers big on top, 7-0, 11 hits to none for the Carolina Mudcats. Did we just spoil it? Maybe we did. We'll find out. Bottom four headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's
Bryce Willits, Luis Pineda, Logan Glass due up in this bottom of the fourth inning. Ballers on top, 7-0 over the Carolina Mudcats in a very good game on offense for Kannapolis, but equally as good for Connor McCullough on the bump. Four innings with six strikeouts as the first pitch from the righty Guerrero is in there for a called strike to Willits. 0-1 now on the Ballers, third baseman. Again, Pineda and Logan Glass to follow. Guerrero, the second arm used tonight by the Mudcats. Pitch delivered. This one sharply grounded towards second. Played by Vargas. He scoops it up. Fires to first in time for the out. Bit of an odd play there, but nonetheless, play made for the out as Willits grounds down on a 4-3. One down now in the inning for Luis Pineda to step in. Again, Guerrero got the Mudcats out of the inning in the third. The Ballers picked up six runs on seven hits in that third inning. Pineda check swings and goes around on it. 0-1, your count on Pineda. Six runs on seven hits. There was a stretch where six batters in a row got a base hit for Kannapolis in that inning. 0-1 lifted high and foul by Pineda. Moving down quickly to 0-2. That one hits the Atrium Health ballpark sign up in the first base side on the roof. If it breaks, we got to send him an invoice. Certainly our chief financial officer, Vince Marcucci, not going to be a big fan if that sign gets broken again. It's happened a few times. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch from Guerrero. Outside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Pineda will have a seat. Quickly now, two down, bottom of the fourth, and Logan Glass is due up. Glass with a multi-hit game. Two for two tonight, a single and a double. And his return from the injured list, he had a bit of a lower body injury that he was just kind of nursing. He tried to play through it, but the White Sox player development crew said, take a week or two off. And here he goes. He is back in the lineup today, fully healthy. Swings and misses at the first pitch. 0-1 your count. Bottom of the fourth, 7-0. Ballers on top. Guerrero working quickly, 0-1. Glass swings and misses, 0-2. Breaking ball just a little too tempting for Logan Glass. Glass, before he went on the injured list, was one of the more impressive bats in the lineup for Kannapolis. Certainly one of the guys that produced a lot. 0-2, swing and a miss for strike three. Just like that, the quickest inning of offense for Kannapolis tonight. They go down in a row, three up, three down. That'll send us into the fifth inning here in Kannapolis in game one of the doubleheader. Ballers on tap, 7-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Quick break. We'll be right back after these short messages on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical...
Jesus Chirino steps in to lead off the fifth inning against Connor McCullough on the bump. Four innings, six strikeouts. He's one away from matching his total in every home start he's made of seven in every outing. First pitch, go off to a good start. Right down the middle for a strike, 0-1 your count. Again, McCullough has struck out seven in every home start. This is his third of the season, sixth overall start. He's been very sharp and home at for the Ballers. 0-1, Chirinos will lift this one into right. Backtracking Logan Glass towards the corner. It'll land in foul ground, but it lands in the glove of Logan Glass, Drake Logan, for the out. First out is had here in the fifth inning. One down, Jay Savina steps in. A little confusing to have Drake Logan and Logan Glass. When you look down at, I've got a sheet here that kind of gives me a cheat of where everybody's playing. And you got Logan Glass and Drake Logan right next to each other. It's a little confusing. Pitch is outside to Jace Avina. 1-0 is your count. And Logan Glass just being activated off of the injured list today. Drake Logan, he's been with us all year and he has been healthy as the 1-0. Is up and in on Avina. 2-0 your count on the left fielder. Avina 0-1. He flew out to center in the second inning. McCullough at six punchouts through 4 1/3. He's looked sharp again. 2-0. Chop towards short. Sprinkle will backhand. Has to rush the throw across the diamond in time for the out. Just like that, a 6-3 ground out. Two down now. And Gregory Barrios will step in. Barrios, the shortstop, 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. He's one of six on the night for Connor McCullough in this first game of the doubleheader. McCullough, again, has faced just one above the minimum in this one. Very similar to his first outing of the month against Augusta. Pitch is fouled off, 0-1 your count. McCullough certainly making his case for Carolina League Pitcher of the Month if he can continue his good stretch of pitching here. 0-1. This one is grounded towards third. It lands foul as Willits will make the throw. He definitely made a nice athletic throw, but it's all for nothing as it's now 0-2 on Gregory Barrios, called foul by the home plate umpire Corey Gerber. Jeremy Vargas, second baseman, is awaiting on deck. Again, top of the fifth inning in a seven-inning ball game. Game one of the doubleheader tonight between the Carolina Mudcats and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 0-2 count, two down. McCullough sits. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside. He tried to get a fastball by him, but he hooks it a little bit. 1-2 your count. One-two pitch. Swing and missed at the plate. He struck him out. There's seven on the night for Connor McCullough. He has done it again. That's five of his six starts now. He has struck out seven on the night, and he has looked sensational. He's got a couple extra zeros where they matter, and we'll send it in the bottom half of the fifth. We'll see what transpires in the rest of this one as we got the fifth inning stretch on the way here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Drake Logan, Mario Camaletti, and Jordan Sprinkle do up. Bottom of the fifth inning, Ballers on top, 7-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark in game one of the doubleheader. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1 to Drake Logan. Again, Camaletti and Sprinkle to follow against Miguel Guerrero on the bump. 0-1 from the righty is fouled off of the protective netting down the first baseline. 0-2 now on the right fielder, Drake Logan. 1-for-2 tonight with a single in the third and a strikeout in the second inning. Again, he's one of seven ballers of the base hit tonight. Looking to make it the fifth with a multi-hit game. 0-2. Lifted high and foul. He's swinging at the pitches from Guerrero. But he'll have to do it again. 0-2 your count on Drake Logan. Mario Camaletti awaiting on deck. Bottom of the fifth, 0-2. Logan wanted to go, but he doesn't. He holds back. Good thing he does. 1-2 your count. Guerrero trying to sneak a breaking ball outside on him. To no avail. Wind blowing out towards left. Here's the 1-2 from the righty, Guerrero. Outside, new and 2-2 now. Miguel Guerrero's longest outing of his career was 6 innings. He can go deep into games. Last time out, his 2023 longest outing was 3. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Logan stays alive. He fouls this one off of the siding, and it lands in the seating bowl into the front row. With a gold-vested Trevor Wilt, makes the grab and hands it off to a young fan behind home plate. It's the stuff you love to see. It's so wholesome. 2-2 count. Guerrero with a 2-2 count against Drake Logan. Here's the righty's offering. Swing and a miss. Got him on a breaking ball. It seems to be the breaking ball that Miguel Guerrero is working with to get the strikeouts, and Drake Logan will have a seat. One down, Mario Camilletti due up. Camilletti reached base in the third inning on catcher's interference from Jose Cibrian. Other than that, in the second inning, he had a sacrifice fly that got the ballers on the board. And what's been a very entertaining ball game if you're a Kannapolis fan, as Camilletti fouls this one straight back over my head. Didn't bring my glove today. Maybe that's a sign. 0-1 count, one down, bottom of the fifth. 7-0 Kannapolis here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 11 hits for the ballers. 0-1. Inside corner for a called strike two. Camilletti down now 0-2 against the righty Guerrero. Maldonado's day is done, of course, as the starter for Carolina. Didn't have the best of days. 2 1/3, 11 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch to Camilletti. Swings and misses for strike three. Guerrero sat down now 4 in a row via the punch-out. He's got 6 strikeouts on his day. Camilletti will have a seat. 2 down. Top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle due up. Finishing out Maldonado's line. Again, as mentioned, 2 1/3, 11 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned, 1 walk, 3 punchouts. He tosses a total of 58 pitches in this one. First one is outside of Jordan Sprinkle. 1-0 your count on the Rainmaker, the leadoff batter for Kannapolis. And just 2 1/3 for Maldonado. Guerrero is already at 2 1/3 of his own. Pitch outside and away. 2-0 to the Rainmaker, Sprinkle. Brooks Baldwin awaiting on deck. 7-0 your score. Kannapolis on top. 2-0 on the way from the righty outside. Grabbed by Cibrian as now good hitters count 3-0. Sprinkle can play it patiently here. Doesn't necessarily have to swing if he wants to. We'll see if he gets the green light against the righty Guerrero. 3-0 count working from the wind. Pitch delivered. It's low on the inside corner, though, for a strike. 3-1 on Sprinkle. 3-1 count, 2 down. Bottom of the fifth. Guerrero working quickly, pitch delivered. Just a bit low, ball 4, and Jordan Sprinkle will be a 2-out base runner for the ballers. They'll take first base freely, and Brooks Baldwin will get the turn and will extend the inning with a 2-out walk for Jordan Sprinkle. So he's on base for the third time tonight. Sprinkle has a multi-hit game. That's now, again, as mentioned, 4 multi-hit games for the ballers. Sprinkle, Willits, Pineda, and Glass. Baldwin hacks at this one. This one's popped up in foul ground. First baseman Chirinos in pursuit on the warning track in front of the ballers. Dugout makes the grab for the out. It'll be a pop out for Brooks Baldwin in foul ground. And that will conclude the fifth inning here in Kannapolis. To the sixth we go. Want a bit of a watch here if you want to catch the drift. There's a couple extra zeros where there hasn't been for a long time. We'll take a break. Top of the sixth. Stay tuned, folks. This is a good one here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi.
Jeremy Vargas, Jose Cibrian, Luis Lara do up here in this sixth inning. Connor McCullough returns to the bump in what's certainly become a ball game to keep an eye on. Top six here at Atriemouth Ballpark. First pitch delivered of the sixth. It is low and outside. 1-0 your count on Jeremy Vargas. Again, the top of the sixth, the 1-0 count on Vargas. Cibrian and Lara to follow. McCullough, seven strikeouts through five innings. Certainly has looked good. Pitch delivered on the 1-0 inside corner for a called strike. 1-1 on Jeremy Vargas. His only time to the plate today. Flew out in the third inning to right field. He'll lift the 1-1 in the air in a center. After it is Jacob Burke just under. Makes the grab for the out. Another batter retired for Connor McCullough. One down in the sixth inning. Jose Cibrian, the catcher, steps in. Jose Cibrian 0-for-1 today with a ground out to Elko, who flipped underhand to McCullough in that third inning. First pitch gets by the catcher Pineda to the backstop, 1-0 your count. Cibrian again added to the roster earlier this week on the 15th. They sent down from the High A Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Some of the other games getting started here in the Carolina League, warming up. Across the board, there is one other going on as this one is nubbed towards third. Willits will come in and make the play on the 1-0. Across the diamond in time for the out. 5-3 ground out. Quickly now two outs in the sixth inning. Two down, nobody on. Top of the order, Luis Lara due up. Luis Lara, the only Mudcat to reach base in this one. He had a walk and a stolen base in the fourth inning. It is another broken bat, of course. For our Break a Bat, Plant a Tree fund with Mid-Atlantic Structioneers, we're donating trees to be planted in the area. Pitch in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Pineda, 1-0 your count. 13 broken bats at Atriemouth Ballpark on the year. That's a lot of extra lumber. 1-0 from McCullough. Fastball is inside, and Pineda couldn't get a hold on it. 2-0 your count. Again, as mentioned, Lara, the only batter to reach base via the walk. Had a stolen base as well, his third against Kannapolis this week, 2-0. Fastball right down Broadway for a strike, 2-1. Kalen Nicasia, right fielder, awaiting on deck. Top of the sixth, 7-0, Kannapolis on top. 2-1 from McCullough. Breaking ball, ooh, close call. That one looked a bit up and inside, but it wasn't missing by much. 3-1, Lara taking the patient approach. McCullough set, here's the pitch. Swinging a grounder back up the middle. Sprinkle's going to come in and make the play. Speed Demon Lara, but the throw to first is in time for the out. Six innings of scoreless baseball for Connor McCullough. His night is almost certainly not done. He has looked sensational. To the bottom of the sixth we go at Atriemouth Ballpark. Kannapolis on top, 7-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Meat of the order due up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this bottom of the sixth inning. It'll be Tim Elko, Jacob Burke, and Bryce Willits due up 3-4-5 against a new arm of the month. Jefferson Figueroa takes over for the Carolina Mudcats. 5'11", 196-pound righty. Born August 22nd of 2000. He is 22 years of age from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. Elko steps in to lead it off. First pitch on the way from the righty. It's just a bit low and outside. 1-0 now on the first baseman, Elko. A 32nd round pick in 2019. Out of high school, he was a Florida Virtual School product. Figueroa is 1-0. This one's hacked out and missed for strike one. 1-1 your count. Elko at the plate. 1-for-3 today in this one with a single and the strikeout in the fourth. He did have the single in the third to extend his on-base streak. 1-1 count. Figueroa, very low effort delivery, but he hums him in. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2 now. 86-mile-an-hour fastball, it looks like, from the arm of Figueroa. He can go deeper into games. As mentioned, kind of a stretch reliever. If needed, he can go long into games. But six innings last year against Kannapolis. Last time out, he went just two-thirds of an inning. Walked four against Fredericksburg. 1-2. Low and inside to Elko, even at 2-2. Elko, Burke, and Bryce Willits do up. Bottom six, ballers on top, 7-0. They are out hitting Carolina 11 to a number. 2-2, here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Elko goes down on strikes for the second time today. One down now in the frame. Jacob Burke will step in, nobody on, and one down. Burke steps in, 1-for-3 tonight. Same line basically as Elko. Had a single in the third, just like six other ballers did. Strikeout in the fourth and a flyout in the first. It's Burke, certainly a welcomed reemergence to the lineup for Kannapolis. He had a bit of a later start to the season with an injury, but he's making quick use of it as he swings at the first pitch and lines it into left for a out. A sharp fly out into left, but caught by Avina. Quickly now two down, and that'll send Bryce Willits to the plate. Avina coming in and making the grab in left. Certainly a screaming liner off the bat of Jacob Burke, but Bryce Willits will step in. Again, Jefferson Figueroa on the bump. On the season, 1-0 with a 7.50 ERA. Pitch to Willits in there for a called strike, 0-1. Six games appear. This is game number seven for Figueroa. Six innings, seven walks. 0-1 count, two down. Here's the pitch. This one is fouled back, straight back. 0-2 count. Two down, bottom six. 7-0 your score. Pineda on deck. Willits with a slightly open stance, the lefty bat. Here's the pitch from the righty. Swing and a miss. Fastball right down the middle for strike three. Figueroa comes in the sixth and gets a 1-2-3 inning as we're headed to the top of the seventh inning, and here we go. Connor McCullough back on the bump. We'll take a break and be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Let's see if we can knock up the win. 7-0 Ballers on top over the Carolina Mudcats.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Connor McCullough's first pitch of the top of the seventh inning. Showing bunt is Kalen Nicasia. It is fouled off. 0-1 your count. Nobody out. Top of the seventh inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark as Nicasia tries to lay the bunt down here in this seventh inning. It'll be Nicasia, Perez, and Adams as now Victor Estevez coming to have a chat with, looks like, home plate umpire Corey Gerber. McCullough, through six innings, has looked superb on the mound. He has struck out a grand total of seven. He has matched his total in every home start thus far this year. As McCullough sets 0-1, grounded towards second, Camilletti will make the routine play. To first he goes, and there's one in the seventh inning. Kalen Nicasia now 0-3. One out had in the seventh, two outs for the Ballers, and they will clinch victory in this first game of the doubleheader. As now Pineda talking to Nicasia. He will take a pass back to the dugout. Now Hedbert Perez will step in. Kalen Nicasia, not the biggest guy that the Ballers like so far, it looks like. But nonetheless, Hedbert Perez hacks and misses. 0-1 your count on Hedbert Perez. 0-2 today with a strikeout in each of his first two at-bats. 0-1 count. McCullough's pitch, fastball outside, 1-1. Looked like McCullough's trying to speed the delivery up. Not trying to rush things. 1-1 on the way. Swing and a miss, 1-2 your count. Edbert Perez, the DH. Luke Adams, the third baseman, awaiting on deck. Top 7, 7-0 Ballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2 from McCullough. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Pineda. Check a swing. Did he go? No. 2-2, your even count on Hedbert Perez. Adams awaiting on deck, 0-2 as well. Connor McCullough at 78 pitches. Will deliver number 79. Chopped foul down the third, in the right field line, I should say. Perez count remains at 2-2. Batting 156 on the season. No homers. He does have four RBI. McCullough with a 2-2. Chopped foul again. Same spot. Down the right field line. Keep it a 2-2. We'll do it again. McCullough now will have his 80th pitch of the night. In this top of the seventh inning. It's got to be the highest pitch count of any Baller's arm this year. 2-2. Grounded towards third. Willits will make the clean play. On to first he goes, and there's the second out. 5-3, ground out. Bryce Willits throws it over to first in time. Two down, and now Luke Adams is all that stands between the Ballers and victory and something else, but we're not going to spoil it. Two down, nobody on. Luke Adams steps in. He's 0-2. Adams with a ground out to sprinkle in the second. A strikeout swinging looking in the fourth, I should say. First pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. Connor McCullough has looked unhittable tonight. 6 2/3, he's got 7. 0-1. Fastball just a bit low, evens at 1-1. 7 punch outs, he's at 83 pitches now for the righty. 7 punch outs, matches his total, 1-1. This one's lined down the line and right, hooking, foul. Ends up down in the right field corner. And now we're sitting at a 1-2 count. 2 down, top of the 7th. Connor McCullough has put together the best night on the bump of any cannonballer arm, I think, ever in this ballpark. 1-2, 2 outs, here's the pitch. Fastball, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three, history has been made. Connor McCullough with a seven-inning no-no of the Carolina Mudcats, and the Ballers take victory in game one of the doubleheader. Seven no-no innings from Connor McCullough. It's the first no-hitter in Kannapolis Cannon Ballers history, and that's only game one of the night, folks. Game two headed your way after this one, but how about Connor McCullough? Seven innings, eight strikeouts, and it's the first no-hitter in Kannapolis Cannon Ballers history here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll celebrate it, and we'll get a post-game recap, and then we'll head game two for you in just about 40 minutes after the post-game show. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Connor McCullough picks up the first no-hitter in Kannapolis Cannon Ballers history here in game one of the doubleheader. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth high atop Atrium Health Ballpark, where the Kannapolis Cannon Ballers take game one of the game of the two-game doubleheader tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 7-0, Kannapolis takes it. Storyline of the night, it's not just the 11 hits from the offense. It's a seven-inning no-hitter from Connor McCullough, the former Kansas State Wildcat. No hits, the Carolina Mudcats in seven innings of absolute perfection on the mound. Just the one walk allowed in the fourth inning. Other than that, he faced one above the minimum in this one. Fantastic work from the righty Connor McCullough, putting together one of the best outings we've seen possibly ever in a Kannapolis uniform. McCullough picks up the no-no hitter in the first game, and we'll send it to game two here shortly at Atrium Health Ballpark. McCullough picks up the win 3-2 on the year. Maldonado gets the loss. He's 0-3. Kannapolis outhits Carolina 11-0. Of course, 7-0 your score. There is one error on the board for Carolina. Multi-hit games, Sprinkle, Willits, Pineda, and Glass. Two hits each, and then one hits for Elko, Burke, and Logan. RBIs, Sprinkle with one, Burke with one, Willits with one, two for Logan Glass, and then one each for Drake Logan and Mario Camaletti. As mentioned, of course, Connor McCullough, the only pitcher needed, and throws a seven-inning no-hitter with eight strikeouts, just the one walk of Luis Lara. It's all the Mudcats can muster. One walk from Lara, they're struck out eight times in seven innings by McCullough, and it gives the Ballers a 7-0 victory. On the other side, Maldonado, not a great start. 2 1/3, 11 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned, a walk and 3 strikeouts in just, again, as mentioned, 2 1/3 innings. Nothing too great in that one, but as they turn over to the bullpen, Guerrero, 2 2/3, no hits, no runs, a walk and 6 punchouts, and then Jefferson Figueroa with a clean inning of work with 2 punchouts. Time again, hour and a half, hour and 38 minutes, not too shabby at all. And Connor McCullough picks up the seven-inning no-hitter of the Carolina Mudcats here at Atrium Health Ballpark. What a first game, and we have another one here in about 40 minutes or so. We'll get game two of the doubleheader underway, and the Mudcats will have the home team advantage in this one. Again, Kannapolis will be the visiting team in this second game. This is a makeup of a game lost up in Zebulon in late April. We'll be right back after a little bit of a break. Game 2's start time is set for 7:55 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll be back live at about 7:52 or so. We'll get you set and ready to go for this one here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll catch you in a few minutes. Thanks for tuning in to First Game, and we'll see you in Game 2. Well, as the rain settles in, let's get the second game of the doubleheader underway here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's the Piedmont Bollweevils as the visiting team, technically, in this one against the home team, the Carolina Mudcats here at Atrium Health Ballpark, as Nate Peterson, the lefty, gets the start for the Mudcats in this second game of the doubleheader. This is the makeup game from the Sunday game back on April 30th. That was lost due to a little bit of rain over in Zebulon that washed the field out, and we couldn't play the game. So we're set and ready to go for game two of this doubleheader. A big game in game one for Connor McCullough, the righty for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, picking up the seventh inning no-hitter and the first no-hitter in Kannapolis Cannonballers history in game one of the doubleheader tonight. We'll see if the Mudcats can rebound as the Piedmont Bollweevils take the field for the first time in 2023. Again, the Ballers donning the Bollweevils throwback fits, the red tops, white pants, blue caps with the red brim with the Piedmont Bollweevil logo on the front of the cap. Jordan Sprinkle will lead it off for the Bollweevils, the second baseman wearing number 5 for the Bollweevils against the lefty Nate Peterson for the Mudcats. 5'10", 195-pound lefty, born February 15th of 2000. He is 23 years of age. An 8th-round pick in 2022 out of Illinois, Chicago, is Nate Peterson, a Lakeville North High School product from Minnesota. It's his 3rd start, his 7th overall appearance in 2023. The lefty will get started. We are underway here in Kannapolis at 7:57. First pitch to Jordan Sprinkle is inside. 1-0 is your count on a Sprinkle. Again, top of the first inning here in this game two with a doubleheader. Peterson on the bump. Well, here's the 1-0. Sprinkle lines this one into center after it is. Lara moves to his left a little bit and makes the grab for the out. It's a first down fly out into center for Sprinkle. One down now, and Mario Camiletti, third baseman today, will step in. Mario Camiletti playing third base for the first time all year for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight as the Ballers rock the Bollweevils tops. They look sharp. They're all new jerseys. We ordered new ones this season with some updated features on the Cannonballer's sleeve as this one's lifted high and deep right field. Backtracking is Nicasia, hits the base of the warning track and the base of the wall. Headed to second is Camaletti. He slides in safely, and it looks like some laundry will have to be done, but Mario Camaletti has a one-out double here in this top of the first inning. One on and one down for Tim Elko, the DH. Elko, the DH, steps in with a runner on and one down. As Kanapolis picking up where they left off with an 11-hit first game. They get their first one in this first inning. A 102-mile-an-hour liner off the bat of Camaletti. It's a double into right for the third baseman. Elko will step in against the lefty. Peterson, pitch delivered. This one's hacked at a missed four strike. 1-0-1 is your count. Again, this is the only lefty on the entire lineup, on the entire roster for the Carolina Mudcats. Elko against lefties, 286 with a homer and six RBI on the season. 0-1 count. Peterson with a look at second. Here's the pitch. Elko takes low and inside, who evens now at a 1-1. Jacob Burke waiting on deck. He's the center fielder. Troy Klontsch, the catcher, bats fifth. Yonaker Betancourt, the first baseman, bats sixth. Batting seventh is Joanneville Laureano, the left fielder. Eighth is Cabrera Weaver in right, and shortstop Wilbur Sanchez will bat ninth. 1-1. Elko check swings. He doesn't go around, though. Count moves to 2-1 on Elko. Get a little bit of a sprinkly weather starting here in Kannapolis. Still a good crowd on hand enjoying Thirsty Thursday here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First ever doubleheader that we've had scheduled out for more than a day. 2-1 swing and a miss. 2-2 your count. Again, Elko at the plate against the lefty Nate Peterson. On the season, Peterson entering today 2-1 with a 3.04 ERA. Six games. This is his third start. Had seven strikeouts and four shutout innings in Down East back on the 21st of April. Since then, he's had smooth sailing. This one swung and missed on the 2-2 for strike three. Elko is the first punch-out victim of the night for Nate Peterson. Two down and one on at second for Jacob Burke. Burke is yet to face a lefty at home here at Atrium Health Ballpark since last season. He faced a couple against Fayetteville last week out at Segra Stadium. As the Boll Weevils looking to get their start early in this one. Camaletti at second with a good lead. First pitch from Peterson is in there for a called strike. 0-1 your count. Defensive set for the Mudcats. Again, the home team, despite the all gray fits, gray tops, gray pants, black socks, red caps, black brim with the white Mudcat logo. Outfield is Avina, Lara, and Nicasia. As Peterson's 0-1 is in the dirt block by the catcher in Diaz for a 1-1 count. Arenamo, Barrios, Vargas, and Chirinos left to right in the infield. Behind the dish, as mentioned, is Blaber Diaz. Jacob Burke batting 273 on the season. As we're in game two of this doubleheader here in Kannapolis. Pitch on the way to Burke. This one is lifted in the air center field. That one's hit fairly deep. Lara backtracking on the run. Can't make the grab. That'll fall in the outfield. Camaletti's going to score. Burke's on his horse, headed to third. Relay throw comes in. He slides in safely at third, and he'll stop there. It's an RBI triple off the bat of Jacob Burke. Camaletti will score. And just like that, the Ballers are on the board. It's 1-0 already in the first. And it looks like the hometown boys are off to the start that they had left off from in the first game. 11 hits in the first game. And Troy Klontsch will step in, runner on third and two down. Klontsch with the first game off steps in for his first at-bat of this evening. First pitch from the lefty, Peterson in there for a called strike. 0-1 your count. Troy Klontsch has slowly started to get his feet under him on the season. Had a bit of a rough go of it at the plate to start. But base hits are starting to fall for him. Batting 210 now on the season. 1-for-1 on Tuesday with a pair of doubles. With a pair of walks, I should say. As the 0-1 is up and away. 1-1 your count. He's currently on a four-game hit streak. A four-game reaching base streak as well. Hits well lefties very well. 375 with two RBI against lefties on the season is Troy Klontsch. Setting on the bump is Peterson, 1-1. Dirt blocked by the catcher, Diaz. 2-1 now on Troy Klunch, the Vacaville, California native. Former Oregon State Beaver, former Texas A&M Aggie. Before signing as a free agent in 2022 with the Chicago White Sox organization. Jonaker Betancourt awaiting on deck, 2-1 count. Top of the first inning, 1-0 your score. Bull Weevils on top. Peterson's 2-1. Klunch foul tips this one into the mitt of Diaz. 2-2 your count. Klunch spent 15 games here in Kannapolis last season at the end of last year, batting .254 with 6 RBI. He's a two-time Buster Posey Award watch list selection in college with Oregon State and Texas A&M. As Peterson will step off on the mound, we'll have to wait the 2-2 pitch to Troy Klunch. And Jonaker Betancourt waiting on deck. Peterson sets, closed off on the bump, 2-2 count. Here's the pitch from the lefty. Swing and a miss, Klunch fooled by a breaking ball, and that'll conclude the inning. Two punch outs in the inning for Nate Peterson, but the Bull Weevils get on the board first. It's an RBI triple off the bat of Jacob Burke, and they'll send it into the bottom half of the first. Mudcats will take to the plate for the first time. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Bull Weevils Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, guys.
Mason Adams on the bump for the Piedmont Bull Weevils. Bottom of the first inning in a bit of an odd game to the doubleheader. Kannapolis is the road team in this makeup game of April 30th's rainout in Zebulon. First pitch to Luis Lara's line in the left, caught by Yoenabil Laureano for the out. One pitch, one out here in this bottom of the first inning. Second batter due up now is Yadier Arenamo, the third baseman. 100-mile-an-hour line drive into left field by Lara, but quickly one pitch and one out is had. Mason Adams on the bump. Okeechobee, Florida native, steps in. Pitch delivered. It's low and outside to Arenamo. 1-0 is your count. This is Mason Adams' first start of the season. He did resume the game on the 28th in the doubleheader, the 29th, I should say, up in Zebulon, as that one's foul tipped in the mid of Klunch. 1-1 your count. Arenamo and Jace Avina do up in this bottom of the first inning. Piedmont Bull Weevils already on top, 1-0. Arenamo fouls off the 1-1, now 1-2. On the otter, Arenamo. Adams, 1-1 with a 2.66 ERA, 6-foot, 200-pound, 13th-round pick in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox out of the Jacksonville University. Former Dolphin, he also pitched at Florida Southwestern in Fort Myers. 1-2 in the dirt, blocked by Klunch. Keep the count at now 2-2. On Yadier Arenamo. Jace Avina, left fielder, awaiting on deck. It's Mason Adams And the Kannapolis Cannonballers looking to continue their hot pitching. He'll do it there as Ringham Up got him looking. Called strike three. It's a called thrash. Third strike on Yonder Arenado. Two down now, and Jace Avina is going to step in. Of course, how do you follow up the pitching performance in Game 1 tonight? Connor McCullough with a 7-inning no-hitter of the Carolina Mudcats. First ever no-hitter in Kannapolis Cannonballers history. Adams will step in and take over. First pitch is inside to Jace Avina. 1-0 is your count. Avina the left fielder. Jesus Chirinos, first baseman, awaiting on deck. Kalen Nicasia, right fielder, bats fifth. Pitch inside corner for a strike. 1-1 your count on Avina. Gregory Barrio, shortstop, at sixth. Batting seventh is Jeremy Vargas, second baseman. Batting eighth is Jesus Parra, the DH. And batting ninth is the catcher, Blaber Diaz, as Adams is 1-1, is up and away. 2-1 now on Jace Avina. Still a good crowd on hand, despite the weather playing a factor. A bit of a drizzle here at the ballpark. 2-1 count, Adams' pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball now, 2-2. As Avina in the left field tonight for Carolina in the second game. Defensive setup for the Bull Weevils. Laureano Burke and Weaver in the outfield as Adams will deliver the 2-2. Just a bit low and outside. Count will run full on Jace Avina. Camaletti, Sanchez, Sprinkle, and Betancourt in the infield. Behind the dish is, as mentioned, Troy Claunch. For Avina, pitch delivered. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Jace Avina, not a fan of the call at all. Nonetheless, he will take a walk back to the dugout. It's a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Mason Adams, including two strikeouts looking. That'll conclude one inning of baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark in this second game of the doubleheader. We'll be right back after a short break on the Bull Weevils Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Jonaker Betancourt, Joanna Bill Laureano, and Cabrera Weaver do up in this top of the second inning as Betancourt makes his first at-bat here at Atrium Health Ballpark in his career. He'll step in against Nate Peterson, the lefty, an inning with two strikeouts and the one run for the Piedmont Bull Weevils in that first inning. First pitch is a bit low, 1-0 your count. Again, Betancourt, Laureano, and Cabrera Weaver. Betancourt batting 200 on the young season. He was added to the roster last week against Fayetteville, and he played in a couple games out there and impressed. 1-0 is upstairs from Peterson. 2-0 is your count. Again, 1-0 your score. Piedmont on top, as Kannapolis is the visiting team in this one. So we're in the top half of the inning, and the Kannapolis team, the local team, is batting in the top of the inning. 2-0. This one's lifted in the air center field. Lara's going to backtrack. It was high in the night sky. Camps under to make the grab for the out. A fly out into center for Jonaker Betancourt. One down now, and Joanna Bill Laureano is due up. Laureano, the left fielder tonight. And Cabrera Weaver, the right fielder. Wilbur Sanchez, the shortstop. Nate Peterson in his second inning of action. His longest outing of the season was last time out against Fredericksburg. He picked up the victory. Five innings of shutout baseball with one hit, four strikeouts, and two walks. Last time out for him out of the bullpen. Pitch in there for a called strike. It would win your count. His last start came on the 27th against Kannapolis. 4 2/3, two hits, four walks, and five punchouts. An 0-1 count on Laureano. Here's the pitch from the lefty. It skips in the dirt, blocked by Diaz. 1-1 now on Joinville. Had the first game off, did Laureano, as it was a relatively quick one. Hour and 38 minutes for seven innings of baseball. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Up and away, 2-1. Carolina with the loss in the first game drops to 20-14. Kannapolis to 19-15. As again, Kannapolis making up one of their games tonight with the doubleheader. They'll make up the second one in a couple of weeks in Down East. 2-1. And they're again blocked by Diaz at 3-1. Kannapolis has lost two games to weather. Both have been on the road. But with Carolina and Kannapolis not playing again in Zebulon in the first half, the two sides making it up tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 3-1 count. Peterson set on the bump. Laureano waits the pitch. Here it is. This one's grounded sharply towards third. Diving after it is Arenamo to his left. Clean play. Fires to first. A little bit of a high throw, but he got it. A nice play at the hot corner by Arenamo. Two down and nobody on for Cabrera Weaver, the right fielder. Cabrera Weaver, another name that had the first game of the doubleheader off. Steps in for his first at-bat of the night against the lefty, Nate Peterson. Weaver against lefties has not got a hit yet. He's 0 for 6 on the week with a walk and a couple of strikeouts. Pitch fouled off, 0-1 your count on Cabrera. Nine-hole man and Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. Top of the second inning, Piedmont Bullweevils on top 1-0. Of course, your Kannapolis Cannonballers throwing it back to the 90s. Piedmont Bullweevils is the first name, the second name, I should say, of the team here in Kannapolis. Pitch fouled off, 0-2 your count. A little Kannapolis baseball history for you. 95 was the first season. 1995 is the Piedmont Phillies. And then from 1996 to 2000, the Piedmont Bullweevils were the talk of the town. 0-2 from the lefty, Peterson. Swung on and foul tipped into the mitt of Diaz for the called third strike. And it is a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Nate Peterson. Bottom of the second headed your way after a short break on the Bullweevils Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. 1-0 Kannapolis here at Atrium Health Ballpark.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, guys.
Bottom of the second inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Jesus Chirinos, Caitlin Nicasia, Gregory Barrios due up for the Carolina Mudcats, technically the home team, even though they're a little bit away from home in Zebulon in East Raleigh, as we're here in Kannapolis, North Carolina, as Jesus Chirinos gets the first hit of the night for the Carolina Mudcats. It took them a little bit of time, but nonetheless, as we're in the ninth inning of offense total, and Jesus Chirinos picks up the first hit of the night for the Mudcats. So the between Connor McCullough and Mason Adams, they throw eight no-hit innings, but it's spoiled with a leadoff single from Chirinos. So Caitlin Nicasia steps in, runner on, and nobody out. Again, as mentioned, if you're only tuning in just now, we're in the second game of a doubleheader. Two seven-inning matchups between the Ballers and the Carolina Mudcats. Carolina's the home team in this one, as this first pitch has popped up a mile high over everyone's head. That's going to land either right in front of me or right on top of me. And I think it went over my head, actually. 0-1 your count on Nicasia. Adams on the bump for his second inning of action. Again, game two of the doubleheader. Two seven-inning matchups tonight. This is a makeup of April 30th, in which we had a game in Zebulon that was rained out. 0-1 inside corner for strike two. 0-2 your count. He missed a real special night here in game one. Connor McCullough throwing the first no-hitter in Kannapolis Cannonballers history. Seven innings, just one walk. He faced one above the minimum. 0-2 count on Nicasia. Adams will send. Here's the pitch. This one's lifted in the air center field. Jacob Burke takes a step back, but he stops and moves to his right for the grab. Out number one is had in the bottom of the second. Gregory Barrios will be due up. Staying at first will be Jesus Chirinos. Barrios, the shortstop in this second game. He did play in the first game as well. Barrios playing short. He was 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts against Connor McCullough, who again spun the first no-hitter in Ballers history. Seven shutout innings, no hits, one walk, and eight punchouts. Faced one above the minimum. Pitch up and in, 1-0 your count. Mason Adams on the bump for this second game of the doubleheader. Okeechobee, Florida native. Just a bit north of the lake. Down in Florida, Lake Okeechobee, 1-0. In the dirt block by Claunch. Move it to now a 2-0 count on Gregory Barrios. For a geographic of Lake Okeechobee in Okeechobee, Florida, if you're wondering where it is, maybe South Florida, maybe Miami area. No, it's kind of in between Tampa and Miami on the eastern side of the state. If you go directly east, you're headed towards Jupiter, spring training home of the Miami Marlins. Headed toward Palm Beach as well, as Barrios lifts the 2-0 in a shallow center. After it is the shortstop Sanchez. He drifts over and makes the grab after he kind of had to hustle to make the pop-out grab. But Barrios is out. One shortstop pops out to another. Chirinos stays put at first. He had been moving up in case that ball dropped. Nonetheless, one on, two down for Jeremy Vargas. Vargas, the second baseman, in this second matchup of the evening. Mason Adams, again, his sixth appearance of the season. First start, he's mainly worked out of the bullpen in a long relief role. Pitch outside, 1-0 is your count. He's lowered his ERA in each outing since his season opening appearance. He had a bit of a rough go the first time out, and since then he's looked sharp. Highlighted by a Cinco de Mayo night outing against Augusta, and he looked superb. 1-0, bit of a weird play at third. Camaletti can't come up with the ball cleanly. It'll be an E5 on Camaletti at third. Vargas will reach base. To second goes Chirinos. Bit of a juggling act by Camaletti at the hot corner, but he grabs the ball, but he has no play to be made. Jesus Parra is going to step in with two on and two down. Again, a ground ball that Camaletti easily could have fielded. He just couldn't get a clean handle on it. Juggled it in the air a little bit. If he had a little bit of time, he probably could have made the throw. Would have been a close play. First pitch in there for a called strike to Parra. 0-1 your count. Back to Mason Adams on the bump. Cinco de Mayo, four innings against Augusta. One hit, no runs, two walks, nine strikeouts in four innings. He was sharp. 0-1 outside corner. That one's sharp as well for a called strike, two. 0-2. Jesus Parra DHing in this first matchup against Mason Adams. Blaber Diaz, catcher, awaiting on deck. 0-2 count. Adams with a look at second. Here's the pitch. This one is mile high, blasted into shallow left field. After it is Sanchez, called off by the outfielder. It's going to drop in the outfield, and that's going to be a couple more runs. Chirinos will score play. The plate tagging him is Clunch, and he's out at the plate is Jeremy Vargas. So Chirinos will score on the ball that falls in the outfield for Jesus Parra. We'll see if it's a single or a double as Vargas is put out on the 7-2 play for the third out of the inning. Parra did reach base. We'll see at least how far he got. But nonetheless, the Mudcats even it up here in the second inning after two innings here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the second game of the doubleheader. Top of the third, ended your way after a short break on the Boll Weevils Baseball Network, 1-1 in Kannapolis. Wilbur Sanchez will lead it off. Jordan Sprinkle and Mario Camilletti to follow. Top of the third inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's Kannapolis batting in the top half. They are the road team in this second game of the doubleheader. In the makeup game of April 30th, rain out. First pitch is in there for a called strike from the lefty, Nate Peterson. It's a called strike for Wilbur Sanchez. 0-1 is your count. Peterson, two innings, three strikeouts. He's looked sharp. 2-1 now. He's lowered the ERA to a 3.16 on the season. Sanchez stands in looking for the pitch. Here's the 0-1. It's in the side, and it hits Sanchez in the top of the foot. That's got to hurt a little bit. It'll be an HBP. Another base runner for Kannapolis as Sanchez will take first base. Top of the order, due up, and Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle will step in with a runner on and nobody out. He had a flyout into center for his first at-bat. Again, the game two of the doubleheader. Missed a real good first game. Connor McCullough with a no-hitter in seven innings of work against Carolina in what was a fantastic showing from the Roddy McCullough. As the drizzle continuing to move into more of a rain here at the ballpark. Still playing ball. First pitch on the way. Sprinkle shows Bunny, pulls it back on a fastball up and away from Peterson. 1-0 your count. Still a good crowd on hand despite the weather. It's turned out to be a fun night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Thirsty Thursday. Of course, half off all the beer and wine. Peterson sets with a look at first. At first is Sanchez. Sprinkle gets another bunt. This one's popped up in foul ground. It lands in the seating bowl. And a fan in the back row of section 106 makes a grab. Nice work back there. 1-1 your count on Sprinkle. Mario Camilletti awaiting on deck for the Boll Weevils. Top of the third, 1-1 your score. Sprinkle again 0-1 against Nate Peterson, the lefty. The only lefty in the roster for Carolina. 1-1, check on the runner. Sanchez back in safely. Count moves 1-1. Again, really good crowd on hand. Right field bar is packed, as it should be. Half off beer, can't beat it. 1-1 count, a peek at first. Here's the pitch, runner going. Fastball inside of the plate, it's a called strike. Throw in a second, did they get Sanchez? Yes, they did. Sanchez is gunned out by Blaber Diaz. It's a 2-4 putout. A caught stealing, and Sanchez is out. It'll be a 1-2 count on Jordan Sprinkle, as it was an inside corner fastball. So it's a 1-2 count on Sprinkle. Now bases are empty. One down in the inning. Peterson sets from the wind the pitch. Inside on a breaking ball, 2-2. Top of the third in a tie ball game, 1-1. Busy night in the Carolina League across the board, as Augusta and Myrtle Beach still have yet to get started. They're dealing with some rain. Top of the ninth in Lynchburg, 4-3. Hillcats on top of the Red Sox, as this one's fouled off by Sprinkle. Count stays put, 2-2. Bottom of the fifth in Down East, the Woodpeckers lead 2-0 over the Wood Ducks in the bottom of the fifth. Bottom four in Charleston, the River Dogs on top over Delmarva, 8-5. And top six, Columbia up 2-0 on the Fredericksburg Nationals. 2-2, here's the pitch from Peterson, in the dirt blocked by the catcher Diaz. Count will run full on Sprinkle. Of course, Kannapolis, if they're able to pick up the victory in the second game, they'll move to 20-15, which would be just a half game back of Carolina. 3-2. This one is fouled off of the hand of Sprinkle. It did land in the batter's box, so count will stay put at 3-2, and Sprinkle stays alive. And top third in Kannapolis. In a overcast, kind of a dreary drizzle night. Peterson looks in for the signs. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. This one is lifted high and deep right center field after it is Nicasia on the run, and Lara gets there, the center fielder, in the gap to make the catch for out number two. That's just a case of extreme speed in the outfield. It's tailing a base hit from Jordan Sprinkle. It's a fly out into right center for the second out. It's an F8 in my scorebook, and Mario Camiletti is going to step in. Now he's 1-for-1 tonight with a double scored in the first inning. Camiletti playing third base for the first time ever is a Kannapolis Cannonballer in tonight's second game of the doubleheader. Pitch on the way from Peterson. The lefty-lefty matchup as it's outside. 1-0 your count. Camiletti actually not too shabby against lefties. Still searching for his first hit, but he's definitely had some good at-bats. He's had some good approaches. He had a double earlier. It was his first hit against a lefty all year. 1-0 inside corner for a strike, 1-1. Tim Elko, DH, awaiting on deck. 1-1 count, 2 down, top third. Peterson working to his pace, 1-1. Fouled off the mask of Diaz. That's going to get loose in the seating bowl. That'll be a souvenir. Count will move to 1-2 on Mario Camiletti. Yeah, it looks like a fan scoops the baseball. One of the many fans still enjoying the night at the ballpark, despite the weather playing a factor. If you got a good rain jacket, you can certainly hang out and enjoy the night. Watch a good matchup between two teams that are on top of their divisions. 1-2. Just a bit outside and low. 2-2. Even count on Camiletti. Carolina is on top at the moment of the Carolina League North Division. Kannapolis in striking distance of the South Division crown. A couple games back of Columbia. Here's a 2-2 from Peterson. Just a bit outside again. A close eye. Mario Camiletti will now have a 3-2 count. Second place in the Carolina League in walks, trailing only Lynchburg's Nate Furman. Former Charlotte 49er Nate Furman, just down the road from us. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. Camilletti fouls it off and stays alive. Count remains full. Nate Furman, of course, a Charlotte 49er, a fourth-round pick by the Cleveland Guardians. Now is lighting it up in the Carolina League, leading a lot of offensive categories. Hits, walks, stolen bases he was up there with, too. Him and Chandler Simpson from Charleston. 3-2 from Peterson. Camilletti puts it into play, but it lands foul. It'll hook foul into the Wayne Brothers picnic area. Count stays full at 3-2. Elko on deck, still the DH, awaiting patiently. Time called by the batter, Camilletti. In a lefty-lefty matchup, Camilletti's raised the average up to 222 on the season. 3-2 count for Peterson. He's got three punch-outs on the night. Looking for number four, here's the 3-2. Just a bit low for ball four. Camilletti will draw another walk, a very close eye, but he will take the free pass. It'll be another base runner for the Bull Weevils as he'll take first. Elko steps in with one on and two down. Camilletti now has got 30 walks on the season. And as mentioned, he's second in the Carolina League in walks behind Nate Furman. He is the second player in the Carolina League to reach 30 walks. Only him and Furman have more than 30 on the season. Elko digs in. First pitch is up and in. He almost hits him on the hands. They're going to say it actually did hit him on the hands. Elko will take a free pass to first base on an HBP. Second one of the inning. As now Camilletti goes to second. 2-1 and 2 out. Jacob Burke due up. So now 2-1 and 2-out, and Michael O'Neill, the pitching coach for Carolina, is going to have a chat with Nate Peterson, as that's now two batters that he's hit in the frame. Led off the inning with a hit-by-pitch of Wilbur Sanchez. Sprinkle flew out, Camilletti walks, and now another hit-by-pitch, this time of Tim Elko. Elko hasn't taken too many hit-by-pitches this year. And it is actually the first time he has been plunked as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. Both 17 games this year and now 34 this season. He was with us at the end of last year. He was sharp. And then he's really kicked it into another gear here in low A ball. Jacob Burke due up. He'll step in. Of course, your Kannapolis Cannonballers playing as the Piedmont Bullweevils are still the single-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. However, the Piedmont Bullweevils back in the day were actually a Philadelphia Phillies affiliate. Try saying that three times fast. Philadelphia Phillies affiliate. Go ahead, try it. I dare you. Burke will step in. 2-1 and 2-out. 1-1 your score. Burke with a runner in scoring position in Camilletti. Here's the pitch from Peterson, a half-hearted swing from Burke. He didn't want to go after it, but he got a piece of it, and it looks foul. 0-1 your count. Burke is 1-for-1 and an RBI triple in the first that scored Camilletti. Burke has got a hit in now five games in a row. He's reached base in every game to begin his tenure here in Cannon City. In 2023, 0-1's fouled off, 0-2 your count. Troy Klaunch, catcher, awaiting. Top of the third inning, tie game, 1-1 your score. Good crowd on hand for Thirsty Thursday at the ballpark. It's Klaunch awaiting patiently to face the lefty Peterson. Burke now at a 3.04 average. Here's the 0-2. Up and in, almost hits Burke. 1-2 your count. That would have been the third hit by pitch of the night. One, two count, two down. Top of the third inning. Camilletti at second, Elko at first. Burke at the plate. Working on the lefty, Nate Peterson. Lefty's pitch on the way. Lower part of the zone, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Fourth punch out of the night for Nate Peterson. That's the third out of the top of the third inning. So despite two base runners on for the Bull Weevils, they get nothing out of it. And it'll be the bottom third in just a moment on the Bull Weevils Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. We'll send it to a quick break from our sponsors in just a moment.
It's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only... Will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but will also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom? You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Nine-one-two, new up in this bottom of the third inning. Mason Adams back on the bump against Blaberg Diaz and the Carolina Mudcats. First pitch on the way. Fastball is up and in. 1-0 your count on Diaz. Again, Blaberg Diaz, Luis Lara, and Yadier Arenado due up. Bottom of the third in a tie game. 1-1 your score. Both sides with a pair of hits each. 1-0 in there on the inside corner for a called strike. 1-1 your count on Blaberg Diaz. Diaz had the... last game off, the first game of the doubleheader off, as the 1-1 he chops it foul. 1-2 your count on the catcher for Carolina. Had the first game of the doubleheader off. He has seen game action this week against Kannapolis. Not against Mason Adams. This is Adams' first appearance of the week. More than likely his only one. 1-2. Chop back up the middle. Adams can't get to it. Sanchez coming in. The shortstop. He juggles. Can't make the play. It'll be a base hit for Blaberg Diaz. Bit of a tough play to make for Sanchez. So a leadoff single for Diaz. One runner on and nobody out for Luis Lara. Again, bit of a slow chopper up the middle. Adams couldn't quite get to it. Sanchez had to come in and cover a lot of ground to get there in time. And then when he did get it, he still fumbled it. Again, the rain definitely played a factor, I'm sure, on this playing surface tonight. Lara's first pitch from Adams is a fastball upstairs and inside. 1-0 your count. Mason Adams in his third inning of action. He has pitched as many... as 5 1/3. Last time he did that was against Carolina on the 28th. 1-0 pitch. Inside corner for a strike. 1-1. He's doing well as far as his pitch count goes. He's at 31. Runner at first is Diaz. The Mudcats have already picked up a couple of base hits. Something they weren't able to do in that first game off Connor McCullough. 1-1 fouled off, 1-2 your count. Carolina out hitting Kannapolis right now 3-2. Still just one run each in what's turned out to be so far a very tightly contested matchup in this game two of the doubleheader. Diaz with a decent lead at second, at first I should say. A 1-2 count on Lara. Here's the pitch. This one is lifted foul. Keep it at 1-2. We'll do it again. Yadier Arenado, third baseman awaiting on deck. Bottom of the third, 1-1 your score. A busy night in the Carolina League. We did have just the one final. It was our first game. 7-0. Ballers take the first one. Pitch up and in on Lara, 2-2. Lynchburg pulls out the victory over the Salem Red Sox, 5-4. And one postponement in the single-A level tonight. Jupiter and Daytona unable to get their game going. Augusta and Myrtle Beach still in playing the waiting game tonight. See if they can play. 2-2 foul off by Lara. 2-2 remains your count. Looks like they actually got their game going. Myrtle Beach and Augusta getting started. First pitch was at 8:38, so just about 5 minutes ago. Myrtle Beach and Augusta got started. And a bit of an hour and a half rain delay or so down in Myrtle Beach. 2-2. This one is chopped foul again by Lara, staying alive at the plate. Keep it at 2-2. We'll do it again. Yadier Arenamo, the third baseman, awaiting on deck. As Lara tonight is only at bat, he lined out into left field, where Joanna Villariano occupies the space. Adam sets glove the waist, 2-2. This one is sharply hit into center. That's going to drop in front of Burke and be a base knock for Luis Lara. And moving to second will be Diaz. To first goes Lara. And now two are on for Carolina with nobody out and Yadier Arenamo due up. Arenamo steps in with two on and nobody out. Against Kannapolis, batting .435. He's had a hot start to the week. Pitch delivered. He lines this one sharply down the line and right. It'll hook foul. And it lands in foul ground. Much to the chagrin of Mason Adams. 0-1 count. Arenamo against Kannapolis entering this game. Six games played. He's got 10 hits. Two RBI, three punch outs. He does have one stolen base as well. Notable omission for both games of this doubleheader, Daniel Guilarte, Carolina RBI leader. Not to be seen today, 0-1. This one's chopped weakly towards short. Sanchez has to come in and make the play, and he has no play as he's going to hold on to it. It has to be an infield single. He made an effort on it, but it's a tougher play. And stopping at third will be Diaz. To second goes Lara, and Arenamo chops an infield single in. That's now three base hits for Carolina in this bottom of the third. That sets up Jay Savino with the bases loaded and nobody out. And Blake Hickman's going to have a chat with Mason Adams. So three singles for the Mudcats to start off this third inning. So now runners at every base for Carolina. In a 1-1 game, it's 5-2 as far as hits go. Carolina on top there. In a game that they didn't have any hits in the first game of the doubleheader. Game two, they've certainly found their stride against Mason Adams. And now Jace Avina is going to step in. He's 0-1 today with a strikeout looking in the first inning against Mason Adams. Adams last time out, four innings in Fayetteville last week, two hits, three walks, six punch outs. Pitch delivered, it's inside. I want to know your count on Avina. Normally, Adams, the guy that follows up Tanner McDougal in his starts. McDougal pitching tomorrow. 1-0 swung and a miss for strike one. 1-1 your count. McDougal pitching every Friday. Mason Adams moved up a day. Usually he follows him as a piggyback. However, moved up today to start against the Mudcats. 1-1. Lifted high and foul. 1-2 now on Avina. This would be the time to start pitching with a little bit of efficiency if you're Mason Adams. Again, nobody out in the frame. A ground ball would do a lot of good here. 1-2. In the dirt block by Claunch. He went for the ground ball pitch, but Avina didn't bite. 2-2 your count. And Adams' stuff has got movement. It's not a lot of velo. He's not going to smoke a 100-mile-an-hour fastball by you. But his stuff certainly has movement. And it keeps batters off balance. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Just a bit low and outside. Not sure where that one missed. The count will run full. But oh my, Mason Adams wanted that one. Count stays full at 3-2. Jesus Chirinos awaiting on deck. Adams sets. Here's the 3-2. Up and in, and it hits him in the back. That'll be a hit by pitch and another run across the plate. This time Diaz scores. To third goes Lara. To second goes Arenamo, and Avina wears a HBP. So now bases stay loaded with nobody out, and Jesus Chirinos will step in. Chirinos will step in, bases chuck full of Mudcats in the bottom of the third inning. It's a 2-1 count, 2-1 game, I should say. Pitch in the dirt, blocked by Clonch from Adams. 1-0 your count. 2-1, Mudcats take the lead on a bases loaded hit by pitch. Chirinos 1-for-1 today with a single in the second. 1-0 count sets. Here's the offering. Inside and low. 2-0 on Chirinos. Lara's at third. At second is Arenamo. Avina is at first. And there is an arm warming down the line for the Bullweevils. 2-0 count. Offering on the way. This one is lined down the line and right hooking. But will it get there? Cabrera Weaver makes a leaping grab and he makes the grab. Throw comes in. Did they double him up at first? They did. A nice arm by Cabrera Weaver and a nice heads-up play. Makes the sliding grab on the warning track and then hauls the ball in. It's a double play. So doubled off is Avina on the 9-3. Scoring is Luis Lara. Arenamo stays put at second. Jesus Chirinos on the flyout into right is the first out. But two outs are now had. Runners at second in Arenamo. And Avina is put out on the double off. That'll set up Kayla Nicasio, runner on and two down. Pitch on the way. It gets over the head of Clonch. That'll allow the runner to advance to third on a wild pitch. Arenamo to third on the wild pitch. Kayla Nicasio stepping in. He flew out in his first half bat in the second inning. So 3-1 now Carolina. But a nice play in right by Cabrera Weaver. Adams' pitch, swing and a miss, now 1-1. As the drizzle has now turned into a bit of a rain here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's not the heaviest of rain for sure, but it is coming down a little bit. 1-1, here's the pitch. This one's fouled off straight back, 1-2 your count. Kaylin Nicasio staying alive. As there is an arm warming down the line, looks to be Cole Ramage for the Piedmont Bullweevils. So Mason Adams, the 1-2 count on Nicasio. Here's the pitch. In the dirt and low, gets by Clonch. Scurrying home on the play will be Arenamo. A wild pitch off the arm of Mason Adams, and it's another run for Carolina. It's now a 4-1 ball game in this third inning. And Nicasio will have a 2-2 count. Carolina with a 4-1 lead now. As two runs have scored thanks to lapses from Mason Adams. A wild pitch. And before it was a hit-by-pitch. Bit of an outlier game, I'd say, with the rain coming down now. Certainly harder to grip the baseball. Nonetheless, 2-2 count. Bottom of the third, 4-1 Carolina on top. Here's the pitch from Mason. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Kaelin Acacia goes down swinging on strikes. Third out is had, and we're through three innings in this second game. Top of the fourth after a short break on the Mole Weevils Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live. 4-1. Carolina is on top.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from
Middle of the order, two up here in this top of the fourth inning. Troy Klotz steps in. Yannicker Bettencourt and Joanna Villariano to follow. In this top of the fourth, Nate Peterson returns to the mound for his fourth inning of action. Carolina on top 4-1 in this game two of the doubleheader. Lefty Peterson sets. First pitch on the way to Troy Klotz. It's a bit low to the plate. 1-0 your count on the catcher, Troy Klotz. Listed at 6 foot, 210-pound, 24-year-old. A free agent signee is mentioned in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. A 1-0 count. Peterson, the lefty, sets. Pitch on the way. This one is lifted high and foul. This will land in the seating bowl and be a souvenir. Count will move even to 1-1. Again, top of the fourth here in Kannapolis. 4-1 Carolina. Bottom of the seventh, Fayetteville on top 5-0 over the Down East Wood Ducks. Top of the first, headed to the bottom of the first actually now, as Myrtle Beach and Augusta going at it. Down to the southeast of us, Klotz lifts the 1-1 high and foul, 1-2 your count. I actually got challenged by voice of the Augusta Green Jackets, Nathan Strauss. Apparently, if I travel next week, not sure if I'm traveling next week or not, to deliver broadcasts for you in Augusta. If I travel down next week, I have to do 9 hot dogs in 9 innings on the broadcast. I'm going to apologize in advance if that happens. It doesn't sound that difficult to me, honestly. That may end up going really wrong really quick. We'll see how it goes. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch to Klotz in the dirt block by the catcher, Diaz. Count will move even to 2-2. Of course, we have the annual Kannapolis Cannonballers front office staff hot dog eating contest every 4th of July. Nobody can beat Vince Marcucci, our now CFO of Temerity Baseball. As a 2-2, this one is tattooed down the line and left. It'll hook and land in fair ground, and Troy Klotz is going to have a base hit and more. He's going to get on his horse and head to second. Throw comes in from the outfield, but it's a stand-up double to lead off the top of the fourth inning for Troy Klotz. He's got himself an extra base hit and puts the Mole Weevils in a good spot to start a rally. One on and nobody out for Jean-Nicker Bettencourt. Troy Klotz now with his first double of the season. It's his 14th hit, and he finally gets his first double. He does have one homer to his name, and his domination against lefties continues. He was batting .375 entering today against lefty arms, and it's only getting better. As Bettencourt will step in with one on and nobody out. Here's the pitch. This one's chopped. Foul down the third base line. 0-1 your count. Betancourt in his first at-bat flew out to center. This is his first game at home. He played a few games on the road last week in Fayetteville. On the season now, batting 182. He did tally an RBI last week in Fayetteville against the Woodpeckers. 1-0 up and in. 1-1 now your count on Betancourt. So as I was saying, we have the 4th of July hot dog eating contest among the front office staff. Nobody can beat Vince Marcucci. I think we did 3 minutes last year. How many hot dogs could you eat in 3 minutes? He downed 6. Nobody came close. 1-1 on the way. This one is lifted in the air center field. Lara's going to backtrack to his left. It looks like he'll get it. He makes the grab for the out. Clonch is going to tag up. Throw's going to come in from the outfield, sliding in safely at third is Troy Clonch. Good work by Troy. He makes the hustle play. So it's a fly out for Betancourt for the second time today. But Clonch hustles, and he's now 90 feet away from scoring with Joannabel Laureano due up at the plate. Laureano's 0-for-1 with a ground out on the night. He had the night off in game one. So he's able to get some rest, grab a little bit of food, and get into the game action. Yes, the players do eat in between games. You got to stay fueled up, pitch up and away, 1-0 your count. If I was a player, I'd eat in between games. Got to stay fueled up. Nothing too heavy, just something light to make sure I'm properly fueled. Got to eat before broadcast, too. 1-0 count. Peterson sets on the bump. Here is the pitch from the lefty. Inside corner for strike. 1-0 count moves to 1-1 now. I never eat on the broadcast. I can't do that. I've tried to do it before, and I just can't. It ends up turning into results that are not fun for any ears to hear, not even mine. 1-1 count, Peterson's pitch on the way, in the dirt block by Diaz, runner at third, Clonch stays put. 2-1 now, top of the fourth inning, Mudcats on top, 4-1. 2-1 count on Laureano. We look at more of the out-of-town scores. Bottom of the fifth in Charleston, 10-7, they're on top over the Delmarva Shorebirds, and Columbia has pulled ahead of Fredericksburg in the top of the eighth. It's now 6-0 up at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 2-1 to Laureano, lifted high and foul. Evens at 2-2 on Joinville. Cabrera Weaver, the right fielder, is awaiting on deck. Laureano grounded out to the third baseman in Arenamo in his first at-bat. Clonch remains at third. Weaver again on deck, awaiting his turn. 2-2 count. Peterson sets, taking his time. Here's the pitch. Just a bit inside and low. Count runs full on Joinville. Again, we're in the now 11th of 14 scheduled innings of baseball tonight. We've played 7 already. Connor McCullough with a 7-inning no-hitter of the Carolina Mudcats. And we're in the fourth of this game, 2 of the doubleheader. 3-2 from the lefty. This one's chopped foul by Joinville. Count remains full. Clonch will retreat to third. Can't be too mad if you split the doubleheader if you're Kannapolis. And Piedmont Bullweevils tops tonight, making their return. First of 4 games will rock them this year, all at home. So if you miss tonight, be sure to come on out for another game and check out these retro tops. 3-2, here's the pitch. Bring him up, got him looking, called strike 3. Laureano knew it was strike 3. He wanted to swing at it, but didn't. Should have, probably. Nonetheless, 2 down now. Taking a walk back to the dugout is Laureano. Cabrera Weaver will step in. Weaver 0-for-1 with a strikeout tonight in the second. Clonch is at third. Can appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Pitch is fouled off by Weaver. 0-1 your count. Peterson on the bump, 3 2/3 innings pitched. He's got 5 strikeouts. Weaver 0-for-1 tonight with a strikeout back in the second inning. At third remains Clutch. Here's the pitch from the lefty. In the dirt, blocked by Diaz. Count evens now at 1-1. Wilbur Sanchez, shortstop awaiting on deck. Top of the fourth inning. Carolina on top 4-1 in the second game of the doubleheader. 2 7-inning matchups. And then we'll have all 9-inning games from here on out the rest of the weekend. 7 o'clock tomorrow, 7 o'clock on Saturday, and then 1 o'clock on Sunday. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Spun in there on a curveball. Ring him up. Got the strike two. As home plate umpire and Brandon Schmidt used his strike three call, but it was strike two. Confused everyone. As Cabrera gave him a look, said, "Bro, what are you talking about? It's strike two." 1-2 count. Peterson sets. And here's the pitch. That one's inside. 2-2 your count. Weaver gave him a look like, what are you talking about? Everyone kind of stood there for a second and said, hold on, what's the count? It's 2-2 on Cabrera Weaver. Runner at third remains Clutch. See if Kannapolis can drive the run in. Chut cut into the lead. 2-2, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Weaver goes down, swing and a miss, and at a breaking ball. Frustrated at himself, that'll send things into the bottom half of the fourth. Nate Peterson picks up his 6th punch out of the night of this Keymont Bullweevil lineup. Bottom of the fourth, headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The rain continuing to fall, and Carolina remains on top 4-1 here in Kannapolis.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Gregory Barrios, Jeremy Vargas, Jesus Parra due up here in this bottom of the fourth. I think a little bit of a couple of moments later of a start to the bottom of the inning as Mason Adams returns to the mound. Check swing, Barrios goes around. 0-1 is your count. Had a bit of a mound fix-up requested by Mason Adams. Head groundskeeper Tim Siegel going out and fixing the mound. 0-1 on the way, low and outside. 1-1 now on Gregory Barrios. Again, Barrios, Vargas, and Parra due up. 4-1 your score. Carolina is on top. You're in this bottom of the fourth inning. 4-1 is your score. Adams is pitched. This one is lifted high and foul. 1-2 is your count on Gregory Barrios. Jeremy Vargas, second baseman awaiting. Barrios is 0-1 today with a pop out in the second inning. Adams is pitched. This one is blooped into center, and it's hooking towards left center, and Wilbur Sanchez will make the grab for the out. A pop out to the shortstop Sanchez. One shortstop pops to the other for the second time in this game, in the second game of the doubleheader. Jeremy Vargas will step in. Runner on no base, and one down. Bottom of the fourth. 4-1 Carolina on top. They're the home team despite rocking the all grays. In the second game of the doubleheader, pitch is up and in, 1-0 your count. This is the makeup of the April 30th rainout in Zebulon at Five County Stadium. 1-0 is low and outside, 2-0 your count. I can tell you for a fact, I was out there, I was going to broadcast. It absolutely poured out in Zebulon. There was no way we were going to be able to play that game as a 2-0 was fouled off, 2-1 your count. Kind of reminds me of that weather we had come through postgame on Tuesday, which if you weren't here at the ballpark, you missed it. It was absolutely pouring rain postgame. I'm sure for the fans leaving the ballpark, they got a little bit wet walking to their cars. 2-1. Inside now, 3-1. Mason Adams in his fourth inning of action. 3 1/3 innings, 3 strikeouts. He has allowed 4 runs. In this one, 3-1. Swing and a miss, now 3-2. Again, doing a little bit of digging into some Kannapolis baseball history. It is the first Kannapolis Cannonballers no-hitter, as mentioned, Connor McCullough with that no-hitter. 3-2, grounded towards short. Sanchez can't make the clean play. It'll be a base hit for Jeremy Vargas. He reaches first base safely. One on and one out now for Jesus Parra. That one was sharply grounded to short where Sanchez couldn't make the play. Jesus Parra, the DH. 1-for-1 tonight with a single in the second. Doing some digging. It's the first Kannapolis Cannonballers no-hitter ever in the third season as the Cannonballers. It's the first no-hitter in Kannapolis baseball history since 2010. Pitch in the plate is outside, throwing a second, not in time, and the runner was going. Vargas is safe on a stolen base, and he's now in scoring position. It's an 0-1 count at the plate, as it was a strike on Jesus Parra. A bit of a late call from home plate umpire Brandon Schmidt. Nonetheless, an 0-1 count. One down, bottom of the fourth. Adams is 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2 your count on Jesus Parra. Again, 1-for-1 in the night. Vargas reaching for the second time in this one. No multi-hit games for either side yet in this second game of the doubleheader. There is an arm warming for Carolina down the line and left. As Adams sets, 0-2. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Mason Adams picks up another strikeout, and that will send it to now two outs and a runner on for Blayberg Diaz. Two outs and a runner now in scoring position. Looks like the arm getting loose down the line for the Mudcats. Looks like it could be Patricio Aquino. Pitch in there for a called strike. Adams to Diaz, 0-1 your count. Looks like Patricio Aquino could be the arm getting loose. Also potentially could be Jason Pena, 0-1. This one's fouled off. 0-2 your count. Looks like it is Jason Pena. As we saw Jefferson Figueroa last game, highly doubt we see him again in this one. Blayberg Diaz with an 0-2 count. Adams looking out of the inning. Here's the pitch. This one's blooped into right field. Cabrera Weaver's going to have to cover some ground, but he gets there in time, no problem, and makes the grab in right for the out. Three outs are had, and crisis averted on the bump for Mason Adams. He's through three here. He's through four, excuse me, here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top of the fifth, headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. 4-1 Mudcats here in Kannapolis.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing.
Wilbur Sanchez steps in to lead it off, top of the fifth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis and Carolina doing business for the second time tonight here in this one as Nate Peterson returns to the bump. Pitch delivered. Sanchez skies this first pitch in the infield. Going to be a pop-up headed towards the first baseman, Chirinos, who makes the grab for the out. One pitch, one out. It's a pop-out to the third baseman, Chirinos, for the out. One down, and Mario Camilleri will be on deck now as Jordan Sprinkle steps in. And as mentioned, Connor McCullough in that first game threw the no-hitter. It's the first no-hitter in Cannonballers history, the first Kannapolis no-hitter since a combined no-no by the Intimidators in 2010 against the Hickory Crawdads. It's the third ever Kannapolis no-hitter by McCullough. As Sprinkle's first pitch is outside, 1-0 your count. Brian Miller, the righty pitcher in 2003, threw the first Kannapolis no-hitter ever for the Intimidators. Back on June 10th of 2003. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Inside now 2-0 on Sprinkle. Sprinkle, a leadoff batter, 0-2 tonight with a pair of flyouts into center where Luis Lara is patrolling. Nate Peterson has looked sharp tonight. Four innings, six strikeouts. Here's the 2-0. This one's grounded up the middle off of Peterson. The second baseman in Vargas makes the play, but he slips in the shallow outfield, and it will be a base hit. So the ground's getting a little slippery, and Vargas trips and falls. Sprinkle will get the base hit with one down in the inning. So he's 1-for-3. Mario Camilleri will step in. Camilleri steps in, one on and one out. He is 1-for-1 tonight with a double in the first inning. He walked in the third. It's the 30th walk of his season. Second only behind Nate Furman of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Pitch on the way from the lefty. Lefty-lefty matchup. It is outside. 1-0 your count. Count on Camilleri. Elko on deck. Here's the pitch from Peterson. Low and outside. 2-0 is your count. One down, top of the fifth inning. 4-1 Carolina on top. They're out hitting your Piedmont Bullweevils 6-4. One error on the board for Piedmont as well. 2-0 count, pitch delivered. This one is grounded towards second. Vargas will turn to second for one, on to first. And it's an ending double play. 4-6-3 double play. And Nate Peterson gets through five innings of good baseball on the mound, as that will conclude the top of the fifth. Bottom fifth headed your way after a short break here on the Boll Weevils Baseball Network. 4-1 Carolina on top. New arm of the bump for the Piedmont Boll Weevils in this bottom of the fifth inning. Cole Ramage takes over on the bump in relief of Mason Adams. His night is complete. Ramage on the bump, 1-0 with a 5.02 ERA. He is the former Arkansas Razorback, 6'1", 205-pound, 24-year-old from Southlake, Texas. His first pitch to Lara is in there for a strike. 0-1 is your count. It'll be top of the order. Lara, Arenamo, and Avina, as the 0-1 is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher and Clonch. 1-1 now on Luis Lara. Arenamo is on deck, and the hole is Avina. Ramage, the second arm used by Piedmont in this one. 1-1 in the dirt, blocked again by Clonch. 2-1. Cole Ramage, as mentioned, 1-0, the 5.02 ERA, 14 and a third innings pitched, 18 strikeouts, just three walks. Not a big guy when it comes to walks issued. 2-1, fouled off by Lara. Evens now at 2-2. He did pitch back on Tuesday night, one inning, one hit, and a strikeout. He looked sharp, did Cole Ramage. That's been the status quo for him over his last few innings. 2-2. This one's grounded sharply towards second base. Cleanly played by Sprinkle. On to first for the out, and it is the first out of the bottom of the fifth. Luis Lara is down on a 4-3 ground out. He's now 1-for-3 on his night. Yadier Arenamo, 1-for-2 on the night, will step in. Arenamo, the third baseman, 1-for-2. He had a single in the third inning. Pitch delivered, it's outside. 1-0 your count on Yadier Arenamo. 1-for-2 on the night, a single in the third inning, a strikeout in the first, as this one's lifted high and foul by Arenamo. That'll fall in the right field terrace area. 1-1 count on Yadier. Ramage against Carolina out in Zebulon did not look sharp. Inning in two-thirds, three hits, four runs, two walks, and two punch-outs. Definitely settled in on the 16th, just 2 days ago. He looked a lot better. 1-1 in the dirt, again blocked by Clonch. 2-1, bottom five here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Carolina is your home team for the game two of this doubleheader. It's a makeup game of the rainout in Zebulon in late April. 2-1 is swung and a miss. 2-2 now on Arenamo. Two count, one down. Jace Avina, left fielder, awaiting on deck. Ramage sets. Here's the pitch. This one's lifted high and foul. It'll go everybody over everyone's head. It's a 2-2 count on Arenamo. Ramage appeared in six games for Kannapolis in 2022. He also pitched, of course, for the Razorbacks in 2022. As Arenamo bloops this one on a sharp liner in the center for a base hit. That is a multi-hit game now for Yadier Arenamo. He is on base the second time tonight. That'll send it towards Jace Avina with one on and one out. First multi-hit game of the night in the second game for Carolina of the night, period. They didn't have any hits in the first game, obviously, as Avina will step in. Good lead at first for Arenamo. Ramage will check on him to no avail. Ramage will take a peek at first. A good lean for Arenamo, who has some speed. Pitch to Avina is inside. 1-0 is your count. Avina already hit by a pitch in the third inning. That is how the Mudcats got one of their runs tonight, was a bases-loaded hit-by-pitch by Mason Adams. His night is complete. 4 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, no walks, and 4 punch-outs. 1-0. Avina towers this one in the infield. It'll be an infield pop-up. Who's got it? Jordan Sprinkle calling for it, but Betancourt there to first base to make the grab for the out. It'll be a P3 in the book for Jace Avina. Staying put at first is Arenamo. Two down and one on for Jesus Chirinos. Chirinos will step in. He is 1-for-2 tonight, a single in the second and a flyout in the third. Tallied the first hit on May 18th, 2023 for the Carolina Mudcats. Back in the second inning. Ramage sets, pitch delivered. Just a bit low to Chirinos, 1-0 your count. Arenamo taking some good leads at first. He is 1-for-1 in stolen bases against Kannapolis. So he is known to be a little bit of a speed threat. 1-0 count, pitch delivered. This one's chopped foul down the third baseline towards the bullpen of Carolina down in left. 1-1 your count. Chirinos, the first baseman, in his third game technically as a Mudcat in 2023. Was added on the 15th back on Monday from the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers roster. 1-1 count, Arenamo with a good lead. Another check from Ramage, not in time. 1-1 your count. Ramage sets, trying to get out of the inning. 1-1, here's the pitch. Breaking ball placed perfectly for a called strike at 81 miles an hour, 1-2. Good placement on the breaking ball from Ramage. Who, again, not a huge velo guy. He can certainly work low to mid-90s, but his breaking stuff is what's seemed to work lately. 1-2 count, pitch delivered, runner going. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Cole Ramage shuts down the Mudcats in the fifth inning. Despite the single from Arenamo, picks up a strikeout of Jesus Chirinos to complete the frame. Through five here at Atrium Health Ballpark, top of the sixth. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live after this short break.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Go, 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 go. Tim Elko, Jacob Burke, and Troy Klaunch due up in this top of the sixth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Bull Weevils now with six outs to work with. Pitch delivered. It's just a bit outside. 1-0 your count. Tim Elko, Jacob Burke, Troy Klaunch due up. 4-1 your score. Carolina on top. A new arm on the bump for the Mudcats. 6'1", 194-pound righty. It's Jason Pena taking over as he delivers the 1-0. It is in there for a strike. 1-1 your count. On Tim Elko. There is a new arm on the bump. Of course, Peterson's night is done. Five innings, four hits, a run, a walk, and six punch-outs. A good night's work for the lefty, Nate Peterson. But Pena takes over and will presumably take the Mudcats the rest of the way, barring any trouble. 1-1 grounded towards third. Cleanly played by Arenado. To first he goes for the out. A 5-3 ground down as now the Bull Weevils have five outs to work with. They trail by three. They're being out hit 7-4 in this one. They'll send it towards Jacob Burke now with nobody on and one down. Jason Pena on the season, 0-0 with a 6.46 ERA. His last time out on the 14th against Fredericksburg. Two hits, no runs, two runs not earned, a walk and two punchouts. As Burke will sharply ground this one up the middle into center for a base hit. Jacob Burke says, I'll take a multi-hit game. He's got a triple and now a single in this one. He is on base for the second time tonight. One on and one down for Troy Klaunch. Klaunch found his way on base earlier with a double. He did strike out against Peterson, who kind of seemed to spread his strikeouts out across the board. So Troy Klaunch digs in. Jason Pena on the bump. Here's the pitch. It's up and in and hits Klaunch in the back. So he'll take a HBP. Burke goes to second. Klaunch wears a hit-by pitch. So now two on and one down. Due up now is Jonicker Betancourt. Betancourt tonight, one is 0-2 with a pair of flyouts to center. First pitch is delivered. It's just a bit low. 1-0 is your count. Betancourt, the first baseman in tonight's game. It's first game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Facing off against Jason Pena. 1-0. Just a bit outside on a fastball, a close call. Now 2-0 on Jonicker Betancourt. Burke is at second. Klaunch is at first. Tying run at the plate in Betancourt. Pena's pitch. This one is blooped foul down the right field line. Got a little bit of backspin on it. 2-1 your count. Joanna Villariano, left fielder, awaiting on deck. Top of the sixth inning. Pena with a look in. 2-1. Betancourt puts it into play. That'll go foul down the third base line. Evens it 2-2. Betancourt, the longest tenured White Sox prospect in the system on the Kannapolis roster. 6'1", 175-pound, 23-year-old. A free agent signee in 2016 out of Turmero, Venezuela. Spent 2022 in the Complex League. We're number 32 for your Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Piedmont Bull Weevils tonight. 3-2 count, pitch delivered. Another one chopped foul down the third base line. Keep it at 2-2. We'll do it again. Betancourt's average depth down to 167 with the 0-2 night so far. Entered tonight batting 200. As he's seen a dip just a little bit. 4-1 your score. Carolina on top. Five outs to work with do the Bull Weevils have. Burke at second, Klaunch at first. Pena sets, pitch on the way. Outside and low, 3-2 now your count. Jonicker Betancourt, the first baseman in this one, listed as a catcher in the roster. However, he has not caught a game yet. He's played a little bit of first base, a little DH in the lineup for Pat Leland. Here's the 3-2 from Pena. This one sharply grounded past the outstretched arm of Barrios in a left. Stopping at third will be Burke, as playing in was the left fielder. And the throw to first, did they get him at first? No, they didn't. Betancourt took a hefty turn at the first base bag and had to dive back in. As crisis averted, he gets back in there. And now it'll be bases loaded for the Boll Weevils and one down with Laureano at the plate. So a single, a hit by pitch, and then another single has now loaded the bases for the Boll Weevils with one down. And Jason Pena is getting a visit from Michael O'Neill. Now Laureano going to get a turn here. Burke at third, at second is Clutch. First is Betancourt. Laureano digs in. He's 0 for 2 tonight. There's a ground ball and a strikeout. Big spot here for Joanna Beal. Of course, this is the go-ahead run, technically stepping into the plate now for the Boll Weevils. Tying runs at first, it's Betancourt. One down in the inning, last thing you want here is a ground ball. Pitch from Pena to Laureano, inside corner for a strikeout and 1-1 count. A strikeout here hurts, but not as much as a ground ball, more than likely. There's an 0-1 count, Pena sets. Here's the pitch. Chopped foul on a weak ground ball. 0-2 your count. Pena entering today 4-0 with a 6.32 ERA. Working in the lower 90s. Kind of a three-quarter arm slot delivery. Here's the 0-2. Up and in on Joanna Beal. 1-2 your count. Pena spending last year among three levels with the gold team in the Complex League, Carolina, as well as the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in the Midwest League. 1-2 count. Here's the righty's offering to Laureano. It's up and in, almost hits him. 2-2 your even count. That first base dugout for Kannapolis is getting rowdy. And I know who for a fact who is keeping it energetic down there, our performance coach Juan Maldonado. I was talking with him earlier. He says, man, I'm like a cheerleader down there. He's got to start all the chants, all the cheers. 2-2 count, Pena's pitch. Off-speed pitch, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Laureano will have a seat. Pena picks up his first strikeout of the night. Laureano now 0-4-3 on the evening. Two down, and Cabrera Weaver is going to step in. As now it'll be, it looks like a pinch hitter for the Boll Weevils. Looks like Brooks Baldwin is going to step in as a pinch hitter. So now we'll see a shift in the defense also, I would imagine, as Baldwin's going to pinch hit here for Cabrera Weaver. Weaver was 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. As Pat Leland opts to go to the bench and bring Baldwin in to try to get some offense rolling. First pitch from Pena to Baldwin. This one is skied and foul ground. This will hook towards the seating bowl and land there. 0-1 your count. 0-1 your count. Baldwin at the plate. And the first game looks sharp. Entering today against righties, Baldwin batting 303. 0-1, here's the pitch. Right down the middle for a called strike, 0-2 your count. Again, Baldwin pinch hitting will get you the updated defensive setup as well in the bottom of the sixth. As Baldwin steps in, 0-2 count, two down. Here's the pitch from Pena. Fastball is upstairs, Baldwin takes 1-2. Again, Weaver pinch hit four. He was 0 for 2 with a pair of swinging strikeouts, so Baldwin takes the opportunity. Given to him by Pat Leland. 1-2 count. Pena with a deep breath. Here's the pitch. This one is grounded sharply. Fair ball down the line in left. Scoring will be Burke scoring will be Clutch. Throw will go in towards second. Baldwin is going to be tagged out at second. At third is Betancourt, but it'll be two runs across the board for Kannapolis. It'll be a two-run RBI base knock for Brooks Baldwin. So it makes it now a one-run ball game as Pat Leland is going to have a chat with home plate umpire and Brandon Schmidt. Nonetheless, 4-3, the pinch hit works. Baldwin does get the single, and he is put out on the play. But Burke scores, Clutch scores. Betancourt is at third, and that is the third out of the top of the sixth inning. To the bottom half we go. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on the Boll Weevils Baseball Network. 4-3 Carolina in this one.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live.
Bottom of the sixth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Boll Weevils get two runs back thanks to a Brooks Baldwin base knock, but they still have a little work to do. They trail by one. Cole Ramage returns to the bump. Kalen Nicasia steps in. Pitch delivered low in the dirt. Blocked by Clonch. 1-0 is your count. Baldwin comes in and does his job. Gets the RBI base knock. Baldwin does get the two runs on the board, and then he's replaced in right field by Drake Logan. Pitch hacked and missed. 1-1 your count. So Cabrera Weaver was in right, and then Baldwin comes in and pinch hits for him. And now Drake Logan enters as the replacement as Nicasia chops the 1-1 foul down the first baseline. Betancourt picks it up in foul ground, 1-2. Nicasia, Barrios, and Vargas do up. Bottom of the sixth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 4-3 your score. Carolina on top narrowly, but a good play by Baldwin in that sixth inning to put Piedmont Boll Weevils in striking distance. 1-2 in the dirt again. Clonch scoops. Evens at 2-2 on Kalen Nicasia. Nicasia 0-2. A flyout in the second. A strikeout in the third. Pitch delivered. In the dirt again. Blocked by Clonch. 3-2 full count. Again, the weather continuing to play a factor. A bit of a drizzly night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Still a lot better than it was back on April 30th when this game was originally supposed to be played. It's going to be drizzly here for a bit. 3-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Cole Ramage got a little bit of drip on the mound. It's his second strikeout of the night. Kalen Nicasia takes a seat. One down and Gregory Barrios two up. Well, the pitching tonight has been solid for Kannapolis, with the exception of Carolina just getting some offense early on in this second game of the doubleheader. Obviously, Connor McCullough with the seven-inning no-hitter in Game 1 looking sharp as that one's in there to Barrios, 0-1 your count. Ramage's looked nice tonight, only allowing the one hit from Arenamo and retiring everyone else. 0-1, this one's lined towards left. Laureano after it, makes a leaping effort. He gets there and makes the grab for the out. A nice play by Luanabil Laureano, and the catch is made according to the infield umpire and Corey Gerber, and Victor Estevez is not happy with the call. He's going to come chat with Brandon Schmidt. Laureano makes the play in left. It's a flyout for Barrios. Two down now. Nobody on base, and Vargas due up. as nobody in that Carolina dugout is a fan of the call at all. Estevez certainly voicing his displeasure. So Vargas will step in, nobody on, two down. Laureano makes the grab out there and left. And Ramage now with no base runners to deal with. Pitch delivered, it is just a bit low. 1-0 your count to Jeremy Vargas. Pitch on the way in the 1-0, just a bit low now, 2-0. Vargas tonight has reached base twice. A single and a stolen base in the fourth, reaching on an error in the second. He was put out on a 7-2 put out at the plate. 2-0 is up and in, 3-0. Got a quieter night here at the ballpark now that the weather is moving in. Can hear all the chatter down there. 3-0 is in there for a called strike, 3-1. On deck is Jesus Parra, the DH. Pitch delivered by Ramage. Vargas tattoos this one down the line. Foul. Count will run full on Jeremy Vargas. Ball was launched off the bat. Ramage the 3-2 count. Working from the line. Pitch on the way. This one's lined towards right. That's going to drop in front of Logan and be a base knock. It's a two-out single for Jeremy Vargas, and that'll be one on and two down for Jesus Parra. Jeremy Vargas now the multi-hit game. It's the second of the night for the Mudcats. Yadar Arunamo with the other one. So Parra is one for two tonight. He steps in. Parra steps in with a runner on and two down. Ramage has allowed two base hits now in his outing. Pitch delivered is a fastball outside. 1-0 is your count. There are a couple arms stirring in the bullpen for Carolina. Potentially a save situation on the way. Pitch delivered. Parra lifts this one in the air left field. It's hooking and it'll land foul. Down the line and left. 1-1 your count. Off the bat, it looked to be fair, but it just kept trailing, and it landed foul. 1-1 your count on Jesus Parra. Again, bottom of the sixth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Mudcats, technically the home team in this game, are a potential three outs away from taking down Kannapolis in game two of this doubleheader. Checking the runner at first, not in time. 1-1 remains your count of the plate on Jesus Parra. Bleiberg Diaz awaiting on deck. 1-1, Ramage's pitch. Just a bit low. He wanted the call. He didn't get it. 2-1 your count. Two-one count on Jesus Parra. A good lead at first for Jeremy Vargas, who has his second hit of the night. Pitch delivered. Swing and a miss. Good changeup from Ramage, 2-2. Ramage threw an inning and two-thirds, has two punch-outs. Sitting at about 35 pitches. Only the second arm used. Runner going on the 2-2, and the dirt blocked by Clonch, throwing a second, and Thrall gets loose in the outfield. Center fielder Burkle grab, but advancing to third will be Vargas. So Vargas gets the stolen base, and then an E2 on the throw from Troy Clonch. And now the Mudcats have another run just 90 feet away. A full count at a Jesus Parra. Bottom of the sixth with two outs. Cole Ramage now having a base runner to deal with at third. Three-two pitch delivered. This one's fouled off by Parra. Just staying alive. Looked like he got a piece of it on his foot. Count remains full. Again, the constant battle of the pitchers is gripping the ball, of course, but also your footing. With the drizzle coming down, pitching on that mound has got to be a little tough. 3-2 count, two outs. Bottom six, Mudcats on top, 4-3. Bramage's pitch is in the dirt, skips well short. It'll be a play and a throw from Claunch. It's not going to get there. Vargas is going to score. Ramage didn't cover the bag at home, and now Claunch is unable to get there in time, so Vargas will score on the wild pitch. Parra will move to first on the walk, and then Vargas scores on the play. So it'll be 5-3 now, Mudcats, in this bottom of the sixth with two down. Runner on first, Blake Hickman's going to come have a chat before Blayberg Diaz steps in. Bit of an odd sequence there. Everyone kind of just stopped for a second and didn't put two and two together and say, hey, wait a second. There's a runner on third. As Ramage taking a couple of kicks at the mound. At first remains Jesus Parra on the walk. Ramage now just trying to get out of this inning. He's one out away. Kannapolis now trailing by two. There is another arm warming down the line for the Boll Weevils. Looks like potentially either Yohemi Nolasco or it could be Horacio Andujar. Andujar, one of the new adds to the roster, as Diaz hacks and misses the first pitch on a changeup, 0-1 your count. Diaz the catcher tonight. He is 1-for-2, a single in the third, a flyout in the fourth to right field. 0-1 count, pitch delivered. Fastball upstairs. 1-1 on Diaz. There is an arm loosening for Carolina as well for what still will be a safe situation if the result holds. 1-1. This one's skied into center field. Coming in after it is Jacob Burke. Also on his horse is Drake Logan. And calling him off is Burke. He makes the grab for the out. And F8 in the book for Blayberg Diaz. And that's the third out of the sixth inning. Well, the Boll Weevils with work to do. They trail by two. They have three outs to work with. That'll send us into the top of the seventh and what could be the close to the end of the ball game. Hopefully not, though. We'll see what comes of the seventh when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, guys.
Top of the seventh inning, the Piedmont Boll Weevils have three outs to work with. It's Wilbur Sanchez, Jordan Sprinkle, and Mario Camilletti do up. They have three outs to work with. Jason Pena returning to the mound for this seventh inning. Again, three outs away from the end of this one, as the Carolina Mudcats are the home team in this game. So they do have three outs away from a victory status. Pitch is in there for a strike to Sanchez. 0-1 is your count. He is 0-1 tonight. Hit by a pitch in the third inning. He popped out in the fifth. Sanchez will dig in, holding the bat over his shoulder. 0-1 is low from Jason Pena. 1-1 is your count. Shortstop tonight for the Bull Weevils, Wilmer Sanchez. Pena in his second inning of action. He had one strikeout in the sixth. 1-1 is inside to Sanchez. 2-1. Brooks Baldwin did get the 2-RBI single in the sixth inning and put the Bull Weevils within one. But then the Mudcats add one more on a wild pitch. 2-1. Up and in on Sanchez. 3-1. Jason Pena, the second arm used by Carolina in the second game of the doubleheader. 3-1 count. Gloves set at the belly. Here's the pitch to Sanchez. This one is chopped foul. 3-2 your count. Jordan Sprinkle awaiting on deck. Sanchez reached base, as mentioned, on a hit-by pitch in the third inning. Straightaway defensive setup for Carolina with the speedster Sanchez at the plate. Pitch on the way. Outside ball four, leadoff base runner for the Bull Weevils. It's Wilmer Sanchez taking a free pass. One on and nobody out for Jordan Sprinkle. Well, the rally starts now. Tying run steps to the plate for the Bull Weevils. It's Jordan Sprinkle. That's a lot of speed in the base path, too. Wilmer Sanchez, 7-for-9 in stolen bases. Second on the team behind Brooks Baldwin. Pitch on the way from Pena. Sprinkle lifts this one in the air center field. Backtracking is Lara. He will get under it and make the grab for the out. They fly out into center for Sprinkle. He's got three of those tonight in this second game of the doubleheader. And staying at first, I should say, will be Sanchez. Camilleni steps in 1-for-2 on the evening. Mario Camilleni, a double in the first inning. A walk in the third. One of three runs to cross the plate for the Bull Weevils in this one. First pitch from Pena to Camilleni is inside. 1-0 your count. Camilleni, the Sterling Heights, Michigan native, an eighth round pick in 2022. Second in the Carolina League in walks. 1-0. Up and away, 2-0. Pena certainly in a situation for a save. If he's able to put it all together in this one. 2-0 count, pitch delivered. Inside corner for a strike, 2-1. Elko, the DH, awaiting on deck. Should Camilleni be able to get on base? Sending Tim Elko to the plate would be kind of dangerous. 2-1 on the way from the righty. Spun in there for a strike at 81 miles an hour. 2-2 your count. Camilleni again. Already got a hit tonight with a double. Faces the righty here. Pitch on the way. This one is looped foul. Ends up in the bullpen area for Carolina. 2-2 is your count. And as mentioned, Elko waiting on deck. Top of the seventh. Your Bull Weevils are the visiting team. 2-2. This one's lifted in the air left field. After it is Jace Zavina headed towards the line. He'll camp under to make the grab for the out. Just one out away of the Mudcats from victory as Elko's going to step in as the tying run with a runner on first and two down. Jason Pena threw an inning and two-thirds. He's been able to get through it. He has a lot of few runs, but nothing crazy. Sanchez at first with a good lead. First pitch to Elko. Swing and a miss. Elko had bad intentions with the swing. 0-1 your count. Just approaching 10 o'clock here in Kannapolis. Top of the seventh inning. Mudcats one out away from victory. 0-1 is low. Elko takes 1-1. Again, we'll have game 5 of the 7 games set tomorrow, 7 o'clock first pitch in the best pitchers matchup of the week. It's about to be a real doozy. 1-1 is fouled off by Elko. And now the Mudcats one strike away from victory in game 2 of this doubleheader. Tomorrow, Tanner McDougal gets the start for Kannapolis against Jacob Mizurowski. Big 6'7" righty that throws 100 miles an hour. As Elko will have a 1-2 count. Pena sets on the bump. Glove at the belly. Here's the 1-2. Inside, Elko has to retract his hands. 2-2. Mizurowski, a second-round pick in 2022. Out of Blue Springs, Missouri. Again, 6'7". And he throws 100 miles an hour. One of the top prospects of the Brewers system. 2-2. Here's Pena's pitch. Elko skies this one into right. This one's going to trail foul, though, and end up in the right field terrace. Actually lands in the concourse and bounces into the construction area down right field corner. 2-2, your count on Elko. Really excited to see that complex open. Stadium lofts down the right field line here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First floor, Towel City Tavern is going to be open at minimum, according to Andy Sandler, Temerity Baseball owner, by the last week of the season. 2-2 from Pena. Elko snaps a bat, and this one is fouled off. Count stays put at 2-2. Elko snaps a bat. There's another break a bat, plant a tree. Okay, 2-2 count. Two outs, top seven. Elko has to go grab another bat. As he breaks that one on a sneaky pitch from Jason Pena. Sanchez at first, he's got a lot of speed. Elko doesn't need speed, but he's got pop. He's got some power. Carolina League leader in home runs with 9 on the season. Also in extra base hits with 16 hits total. He's the only 40-hit guy in the Carolina League with 40 hits. 2-2 count. Pena's pitch. Elko bloops this one down the line and left. That's going to drop and roll to the wall and be extra bases. Sanchez will round third. He's going to stop there. Tim Elko adds to his extra base total. He's got now 17 on the season. It's a double towards left field. Sanchez to third. And now two in scoring position for Jacob Burke with two out. ...101-mile-an-hour line drive off the bat of Elko into left field. He smoked that ball, and it keeps the Boll Weevils alive as now Victor Estevez is going to come have a chat. New arm on the way for the Carolina Mudcats. We'll take a fast break and get you the details of the new arm when we return on the Boll Weevils Baseball Network and the Valley Sports Live Stream. Well, the winner of this battle between Shane Smith and Jacob Burke is going to be decides the fate of the rest of this ball game. Top of the seventh inning, Jacob Burke steps in against the Rowdy Shane Smith. 6'3", 237-pound Danvers, Massachusetts native, takes over on the bump for the Mudcats. Burke steps in, pitch delivered on a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1 is your count. And Shane Smith on the bump, 3-3 with a 4.76 ERA. April 4th of 2000, he's 23 years of age, a former Wake Forest Demon Deacon. On the bump is Shane Smith. Third arm used, Jacob Burke with an 0-1 count, pitch delivered. A breaking ball runs inside on Burke, 1-1 your count. These two almost certainly have faced off in years past. Burke playing in Miami in the ACC. Of course, Wake Forest, where Shane Smith is at in the ACC as well. 1-1 count. 1-1 from Smith. Burke takes a big swing and a miss. Now 1-2. Smith appeared last on the 16th on Tuesday. Two innings, two hits, a run, two walks, and five punch-outs. He's hopefully just trying to get through a third of an inning. Jacob Burke certainly hoping to add more to this ball game. 1-2 count. Two down. Here's the pitch. Dirk swings and misses for strike three. That is the conclusion of this game two of the doubleheader. Shane Smith comes in and gets the strikeout he needs to get the third out of this game, and that concludes game two of the doubleheader. So the two sides split the doubleheader, but I would say Kannapolis probably feels a little better considering they did get the dominant win in game one. Game two, a bit of an up and down stretch, pretty evenly matched game, probably the best evenly matched game we've seen this week between these two sides, but all around a great night of baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll recap it all in our postgame show in just a moment here on the Bull Weevils Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here. High atop Atrium Health Ballpark. The Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Carolina Mudcats get their doubleheader complete. They split it. Game one goes to Kannapolis in epic fashion. Connor McCullough picks up the first Kannapolis Cannonballers no-hitter in their history of being the Cannonballers. It's the first no-hitter since 2010 in Kannapolis baseball history. 2010, a combined no-hitter against the Hickory Crawdads. It's the first solo no-hitter since 2003. Roddy Brian Miller had the no-no. Again, it's just the third no-hitter in all of Kannapolis baseball history. Game two, a little bit of a different story. It was a pretty evenly matched game, but Carolina ends up edging it out. It's 5-3, your final. Carolina takes it. 8-8 are your hits. It's a tie game as far as hits go, but Kannapolis with two errors on the board definitely hurt them later in the stretch of things. As we take a look at some notable performances from game two before we send you on your way, 14 innings of baseball tonight. A lot of baseball. Definitely going to sleep well tonight and be ready for game five of seven tomorrow here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Sprinkle and Camiletti each with a hit. One for Tim Elko as well. 2-for-4-9 for Jacob Burke, the only multi-hit performance in game two of the doubleheader. One hit nights for Clonch and Betancourt. And then Baldwin comes in as well. 1-for-1 in a pinch hit situation with two RBI. Gets those two runs in that sixth inning that pulls Piedmont ever so close, but unable to eclipse the number and unable to get there are the Boll Weevils. Burke does get the RBI in his multi-hit game. He gets a triple off of Nate Peterson. He does extend his streak, so now he has reached base in every game of 2023 here with Kannapolis, has Jacob Burke. As for the mound goes, Mason Adams, only one of two used on the mound by Kannapolis in game two. Four innings, six hits, four runs, three earned, no walks, and four punchouts. And then Cole Ramage, two innings, two hits, a run, none earned, one walk, and two punchouts. You look at the other side. Carolina had a decent nine as far as things go at the plate. Three RBI is all they needed. Avina 0-for-2 with an RBI. 1-for-2 for Jesus Chirinos. And then Jesus Parra 1-for-2 with an RBI. Multi-hit games, though, for Yadier Arenado and Jeremy Vargas add to their total. Again, eight hits on the evening. They use three arms. They get a win, a hold, and a save. Peterson gets the win. 3-1 on the season now. Five innings. Four hits, a run, it was earned, a walk, and six punch-outs. Pena gets a hold, an inning and two-thirds, four hits, two runs, both earned, a walk and a strikeout. And then Smith comes in and gets a one-out save. It was a strikeout of Jacob Burke with two in scoring position, a clutch move by Shane Smith coming in and getting the save, the former Wake Forest Demon Deacon. Time of game, 2 hours and 8 minutes for seven innings of baseball. Not too shabby. We had a little over 2,500 Ballers fans pack in Atrium Health Ballpark tonight. It was a good crowd on hand for Thirsty Thursday, as we'll do it all again tomorrow in what's supposed to be a packed house here at Atrium Health Ballpark for tomorrow night. It's supposed to be Boy Scout night tomorrow. We'll have a bunch of Boy Scouts sleeping over on the field tomorrow night, and they'll be watching a movie post-game. Hey, I might grab some popcorn and pull up after the game, too. Never know. Might catch a big game on the big screen. We'll check it out tomorrow. It's going to be a fantastic pitching matchup. Really, if you like top prospects in the respective systems, you're going to love this one. Tanner McDougal, 0-1 with a 3.95 ERA, one of the White Sox top 20 prospects in their system, against the righty Jacob Mizorowski, a 6'7" righty, second-round pick in 2022, the number 5 overall prospect in the Brewers organization. He's 6'7" and he throws like 100 miles an hour. And he's going to be pretty solid tomorrow, allegedly, for the Carolina Mudcats. So we'll see a nice little pitching matchup tomorrow. Be sure to grab your tickets and come on out and hang with us. 7 o'clock first pitch tomorrow here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Appreciate you coming out tonight to Atrium Health Ballpark. If you weren't here, it means you're on the broadcast. Valley Sports Live, MILB.TV, free audio stream on kcballers.com, and of course, the MILB First Pitch app. I want to take a second as well and thank you all very much. My name is Dan Helody, of course, voice of your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Game two of this doubleheader. It was an odd one, of course. Carolina, the home team in this two-game doubleheader, but this is my 100th game as voice of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So I've been here for 100 games now, and I just want to take a second and thank all the listeners for giving me a job, basically. I don't have a job without listeners. I don't have a job without an audience. I appreciate every single one of you tuning in and following Kannapolis Cannonballers baseball. It is my lifelong dream, of course, to be the voice of a team, and I'm loving every single game. I'm very appreciative of y'all. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for supporting your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Final scores tonight. Kannapolis takes the first game, 7-0, and Carolina comes back and gets the second one, 5-3, a split doubleheader here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Dan Helody leaving you, as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Technically, ballers win, baby. Ballers win. But then they lose the second game of the doubleheader. 5-3. We'll take the split. We might as well soak in the win. And we'll soak in the no-no from Connor McCullough. First no-hitter in Cannonballers history. We'll hang our hats on that, and we'll send it to tomorrow night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 7 o'clock. See you then, or see you on the broadcast. Have a great rest of your night, and have a great one, everyone.